Now, let's send it out to the press box for the call of tonight's game with award-winning broadcast team, Joe Cassidy and Mark Daly.
We are out for week three, K105.3 Football Frenzy. It is Joe Cassidy. It is Mark W. Daly.
Yo.
The Michigan Center Cardinals traveled all the way down here to the shadows of Lake Columbia to take on the Golden Eagles.
Yeah.
How you feeling tonight, Mark? Week three.
Boy, I tell you, I feel. We got an overcast day. We've got temperatures that have been floating just under the 70s all day long. We're going to be nestling into the 50s tonight. It's going to be dry. This, Joe Cassidy, is a great night for football on K105.3.
If you were a state fan, you'd understand the significance and why I just smiled when you said it's a great night for football, because the PA at MSU says it's a beautiful day for football.
You know, back in my day when I was playing at in high school football, and
back
I
in my day.
That's what the coach always said, was it's a great day for football before we went out there and started hitting each other.
It is a great day for football. So you had a pretty excellent conversation with not one, but both of these coaches. What was some of the insight that they gave you?
Well, that's one of our goals here at K105.3 and McKibben Media Group, is to try to, you know, at least with the Daily on Fox Sports 101.9 FM, try to talk with coaches that are involved with this broadcast here. So earlier, we had our second conversation with Coach Troy Allen from Michigan Center. And also, we spoke with Coach Dylan Zebrowski last week. And, of course, we talked to him this week, too, heading up to the game. And it was just, you know, great conversation. Kind of get some insight from them and how things went for their teams last week and what they're doing to prepare for tonight's game. But I got to tell you, Joe, these are two coaches that are very familiar with each other. Zaborowski went to Center, played in that program, coached in that program, knows Allen really well. He kind of has a feel as to how their tempo of the game is going to go, how they react to certain things. These are two coaches that it's kind of like they taught each other how to play chess. They know each other. They know what to expect on the field tonight. So this is a very interesting matchup.
So with Coach Zebrowski, were you able to kind of pick his brain a little bit and him possibly experimenting a little bit more with that air raid offense that we were seeing a little bit of success with last week in the second half?
Well, what he said is that Napoleon just kind of threw them off their game a little bit. And we really didn't see that air attack until later in the game. They really wanted to keep it on the ground. We saw Braden Ellis. Dude's a beast, and he's so quick. As soon as he gets out in open space, he is gone. But Napoleon was just able to kind of contain him to the inside, and that's why they were forced to open up that air attack. But they had a great air attack in the second half, so maybe we will see a little bit more of that tonight.
And now on the counterpart for Coach Allen, there's a lot of talent that we've seen year after year that are still here, the likes of Kyron Lane, the likes of Hunter Clemens, the likes of Travis Collins, the list goes on and on, Avery in the Hall. What did it sound like his intention was on using each of those guys?
Well, first of all, Avery Nahal he broke it out for a great run last week. Great touchdown run, 30-plus yards. At the end of that play, broke his collarbone. He sat out last year. He's sitting out again this year as a result of that collarbone that he broke again. But he zeroed in on Kyron Lane. Kyron Lane is definitely the beast of this team. You're right. He's got a lot of talent. But teams are just zeroing in on Lane and shutting him down. He hasn't had the numbers in their two games that you really would expect this time of the year. He's waiting for that breakout game. But what he said is, since they are focusing on Lane, they are putting at least two bodies on him, that's opening it up for the rest of the team. And some of those other names that you just said, they're getting the opportunities that they normally wouldn't get because teams are focusing on Lane.
You are listening to the Kelly Express pregame show. Thank you so much to all of our amazing sponsors. You can head on over to K105.3.com/footballfriends to get yourself entered for a chance to win $1,053 courtesy of title sponsor True Community Credit Union. With that being said, we're going to take a quick break, step aside a few minutes, get the anthem out of the way, kind of gear up for week three, K105.3 Football Frenzy. You're listening to the Kelly Express Mart pregame show on Football Frenzy.
If you're thinking about renovating an attic, spending more time in your sunroom, or building onto your home, a Carrier ductless unit is the perfect solution for climate control. Whether it's with innovative breakthroughs in heating and cooling efficiency, or with different ways to control your home's temperature and air quality, it's just one more way we're making your home totally comfortable.
Call Lammers Heating and AC for all your indoor air quality needs. Lammers has proudly served the Jackson area since 1965. Carrier, turn to the experts.
Lammers!
Attention builders, contractors, and homeowners. Wilby Transit Mix is excited to announce our acquisition of Arbor Stone Precast Steps and Conscape Landscape Blocks. In addition to our reliable ready-mix concrete, we now offer a full range of building supplies, including septic tanks and related products. We are committed to providing exceptional customer service and top-quality products to meet all your construction needs. Whether you're a DIYer or a professional builder, trust Wilby Transit Mix to deliver the best solutions for your projects. Contact us today and experience the difference that sets us apart.
Midwest Vehicle Group, with quality vehicles for all budgets, perfect for the first-time buyer. They are a Carfax Advantage dealer. All vehicles have comprehensive, clean Carfax reports. A trusted source for pre-owned vehicles. Just check the Google reviews. Midwest Vehicle Group, a Michigan Center-made company at 4120 Page Avenue in Michigan Center. Online at MidwestVehicleGroup.com. Like them on Facebook. Midwest Vehicle Group wishes both football teams the best of luck in the game tonight.
Hi, this is Matt Grimes, Grimes Plumbing. Many home repairs are put on a to-do list, like a leaky faucet or water line, a clogged drain, or a toilet not working properly. These minor repairs can lead to water damage that will be much more expensive to fix in the long run, with the potential for mold to grow or flooring to be replaced due to a water leak. Call the experts at Grimes Plumbing at 517-748-7173 and let's finish your to-do list. Or look us up online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com or on Facebook at Grimes Plumbing Company, Inc.
We can't predict everything in life. Perhaps no one understands that more than Michigan farmers. Weather, poor crops, the economy, all are variables that farmers learn to navigate every season. The Jenkins Insurance Group, your local Farm Bureau insurance agency, represents Michigan's largest farm insurer. They're here to help protect your farm and rural lifestyle. Call the Jenkins Insurance Group today. They're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company, at 879-5171.
This is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you, Jackson County, to the fall high school sports season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest Go Mounties.
High school football on K105.3, WKHM-FM and WKHM-FM HD1, Brooklyn, Jackson.
K105.3 Football Frenzy. Joe Cassidy, Mark Daly back here in the Kelly Express Mart pregame show. We're about to wrap things up here for the pregame show and get you straight into kickoff week three, K105.3 Football Frenzy. How excited are you for this matchup, Mark?
I'm very excited for this matchup. It's a very important matchup for both teams. Both teams coming into this contest 1-1 right now. You head into week, if you're heading into prepping your game for week four, it's a much different feeling for the rest of your season if you're going into that at 2-1 as opposed to 1-2 and having to dig out of that hole. Every game matters as far as playoff points goes. So this is a very important game that's going to set the tone for these teams moving forward the rest of the way.
Some other local teams in and around the area in action tonight. Luma Christi taking on Gull Lake. Jackson heading to Tecumseh. Western out in Battle Creek, Penfield. Battle Creek, Harbor Creek coming to Northwest over there where they're carrying the game on WKHM with Captain Steve Boyle and the Professor Brian Haynes. Grass Lake hosting 0-2 Jones, or I'm sorry, they're traveling to 0-2 Jonesville. Napoleon Hanover Horton, Michigan Center, Columbia Central, which is where we're at right now. Leslie Addison, Manchester Stockbridge, East Jackson Homer, Hillsdale Concord. I'm sorry, Hillsdale Hudson and Concord, Britton Deerfield, just to name a few schools in action in the area. And it appears as if there was a deferment on the side of Michigan Center winning the toss because they are kicking.
Ready to get things rolling week three, Joe. Let's go.
We are jazzed. Hands up. Foot into the ball, up and away. Feel it at the 10-yard line. Drop a pick right back up, heading to the right side of the field. And grabbed by the face mask. Is there going to be a call? There is not. I don't think the ref saw it. He was behind the play.
That was Braylon Brown that was able to get there to make the stop on the return and prevent that really from being a break. He was the only white jersey there. Yeah, he got a little bit of the face mask, got away with one there, but able to make the stop and not the best field position in the world for the Columbia Central Golden Eagles.
This was kind of the tail to the tape last week when we were out here for Columbia Central and Napoleon. Columbia Central seldom had good field positions starting out, so hopefully they can get things going here.
They muffed the punt and kickoff a couple times, too.
Out of the gun. And O'Neill just going to pitch it over to Ellis. Ellis got some space. Ellis up past the sticks. Going to find himself at the 30-yard line. First down, Eagles.
Just lost his footing right there. Yeah, he had run through some of those Cardinal arms, but ended up just losing his footing and caused him to get down. But that was a good run. Something we didn't see a whole lot last week. Able to get the first down off of the first play from scrimmage.
Right away, just 30 seconds into this week three football frenzy, and Columbia Central already with a first down. Looks like they're going for a second one right here. A good chunk yards picked up by the senior Braden Ellison. Going to pick up about 8 off of that.
Ethan Applegate right there to get his hand on the ball first, and then was drug about 3 other yards before a few other white jerseys piled on to get the stop there. Good pickup from scrimmage again.
Run for 8 yards.
And back to the line. It's going to be out of the gun. Lone setback, 2 split to the left. Empty set to the right, going to be handoff up the middle. He's got space. Ellison, he's down the middle. 30, it's a foot race. 20, caught up to, finally dragged down at the 16-yard line. An excellent run by Braden Ellison.
He broke away virtually untouched right up the gut. Like you said, a foot race. And it was Bodie Atkins who was able to get the tackle from behind, tried to knock that ball out of his hands as he was taking him down to the ground. He keeps control of it. And right out of the gates, Columbia Central in control of this contest.
He actually stumbled forward another 5 yards, so they're going to mark him down at the 11, just outside of a, he can pick up the first down, but he's going to have about a half a yard to work with if they do pick up that first down. One set back, 1 split to the right, 2 to the left. Takes the snap. It's Ellison once again. Ellison going to barrel forward inside the 10-yard line, dropped about the 7-yard line to pick up a 4.
Jake Laher right there on the stop for the Eagles. But a little more damage done, and this is kind of what we saw last week. They were able to control the clock and keep the ball within their possession with a whole bunch of little chunks. They didn't have a whole lot of those breakaways last week, and that's what they did right here, getting good first chunk.
We're going to see what's going to be the play call here. There's actually going to be, at the 7-yard line, a 2nd and 3. Going to be a QB option to the right side, past the goal line, and he's going to be pushed out of bounds at about the half-yard line. So they get the first down, but
yeah,
they sneeze, they get the touchdown.
They get the first down. Boy, that was a quick option read. I think the quarterback only took a couple, 3 steps before he decided to pass it off. He probably could have stretched the field a little bit more if he was a little bit more patient with that. But yeah, first and goal from like the inch line.
You know why he wasn't a little more patient with it? Because he's a freshman. That's Boston Pilichinski. Just took it for 6 yards, dove for the pylon, but he was shoved out of bounds. So that's a high football IQ move. It's going to be 1 set back. Just a bunch formation. Ellison up the gut, up the middle, touchdown. Golden Eagles, they strike first.
Boy, that was just a quick series for the Eagles on the ground the entire way. And 6 points on the board for Columbia Central.
9:25 left on the clock. That whole scoring drive took 2 minutes and 35 seconds. They didn't get their first score on the board until, I believe, the second quarter last week. So they're off to a better start, and we'll see how their defense can do.
Yeah, we're going to flip the field here in a little bit and be able to see that. Interesting seeing.
Kick goes away. It is up, and it is good. Columbia Central 7, Michigan Center nothing. 2 minutes, 35 seconds into this game. Week 3 football frenzy. We'll be back in 60 seconds as Michigan Center looks to take a crack at things on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Hi, I'm Phil Tripp.
And I'm Barb Tripp from Tripp's Collision Centers in Jackson, Lansing, and East Lansing.
A lot of body shops are telling people it could take 4, even 5 weeks before they can even get a chance to look at your car. With our 3 convenient locations, if we can get the parts needed, Tripp's can get you back on the road fast and safely.
At Tripp's Collision, the right repair is no accident.
Tripp's Collision Center, 2999 West Michigan Avenue.
Get the most out of your money and earn more with True Community Credit Union. Take advantage of our 6-month or 12-month share certificate special and earn up to 5.00% APY with a minimum deposit of $500. With True Community Credit Union, you can earn higher interest rates with no monthly fees. Watch your money grow with True Community Credit Union. Visit TrueCCU.com to learn more. Some restrictions and conditions apply.
You're listening to High School Football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3. Now, let's send it back to the press box with Joe Cassidy and Mark Daly.
K105.3 Football Frenzy, Joe Cassidy and Mark Daly. Columbia Central taking 2 minutes 35 seconds to get on the board, 7-0. And the returner for Michigan Center muffs the kickoff, but will get it past the 20-yard line down to the 22. I believe that was Bodie Atkins, the junior.
That was number 25, Ethan Sienkiewicz. Sienkiewicz on the stop for Columbia Central. We're going to see a contrast in offense here. When we spoke with Coach Allen earlier, he said he works with what he has, and it looks like he's going to have a pretty heavy air attack here today. We'll see how that lands in just a second.
We're still waiting to see who has the nod for QB1. He's out there, but can't see the jersey number just yet. Are you seeing that number?
It's number one.
Number one? Oh, Lucas Howard. All right, man in motion. Going to be a handoff. And ball's on the ground. Columbia Central recovers at the 22-yard line. They're in the hot seat now.
I got Shane Taylor, number 69, who fell on it and got the rock for Columbia Central. First snap, not a great exchange. If you're Michigan Center, that's not how you wanted to start your offensive series.
By number 69,
you've got a Columbia Central team that's already proven they can run it up the middle. They can run it around the edge. I think we're going to see more of that here as, they got great field position.
Oh, phenomenal field position. They are just 2 yards away from picking up the phone and find themselves in the red zone. Single setback. High snap, rolling to his right. It's O'Neal. O'Neal back to his left. He's got a little bit of space through the tackles. Going to be dropped at about the 16-yard line, so that's going to be a pickup of 6.
Looks like he wanted to pitch that out and take it to the right, but that play got blown up. Timing was off because of the high snap. Blake Short and on the stop for Michigan Center.
He's going to bring up a 2nd and 4 inside that red zone. Now, mind you, it took them 2 minutes and 35 seconds to march down the field over 85 yards. We'll see. We'll see what happens. They're at the 16-yard line, so now they're at the 16 again. Going to be handoff. Ellison up the gut. He's making a couple men miss. Still on his feet. Barrels down to the 6-yard line. That's a first down. Pick up a 10.
Hayden Hinkle there on the stop for the for Michigan Center. But I loved how Ellison was just so patient with his running. He tried. He was supposed to go over tackle. That hole wasn't there, so he just bounced it out to the right. Found a little open space and able to get that first down. And here we are sitting at, what, 1st and 10? 1st and goal?
1st and goal from the 6-yard line. Single setback out of the gun. 2 split to the right, 1 to his left. And snap. Ellison takes it, and he's going to maybe find them. They're going to say he's down at the, it literally looks like the 10th inch line.
Looked like it was number 22, Logan Jones, who was there first for Michigan Center, but he had him wrapped up, but Ellison was able to run out of it.
It looked like he was down, and he just kept churning. The pile kept moving. I was surprised. That's not even the 1-yard line, Mark. That's got to be the half yard line.
It's pretty close. It's a very short one. Very short. They don't have decimals up there, so they can't do like the half yard.
Yeah, that's true. Out of the gun, single setback. And another handoff to Ellison. Ellison up the middle. His second touchdown of the evening puts the Eagles up 13-0, pending a PAT, taking just about a minute off the clock.
Ellison up the gut, untouched. Their ground game is just rolling tonight for Columbia Central. Now, remember, they got that big offensive line. Ellison's not getting these big chunks if the offensive line and their size, if they're not making the holes for them.
Kick is up. It is away, and it is good. 14-0. Two touchdowns on the ground via Ellison, Braden Ellison. We're going to take 60 seconds comeback. Michigan Center looks to extend their drive more than just by one play. So we'll see what happens in 60 seconds on Kyoto 5.3 Football Frenzy.
Dirty carpets? Gross! Imagine what you can't see crawling all over your floors and furniture. Allergens and bacteria. Ugh! Fuller's Chem Dry will keep your home healthier. If staying healthy is important to you, start at home. Call Fuller's Chem Dry for affordable, healthy sanitizing. Fuller's Chem Dry. Drier. Cleaner. Healthier. Online at chem-dry.net. Follow Fuller's Chem Dry on Facebook or call 783-4634.
Oh, no. I'm being pulled over. I'll call you back.
Ma'am, do you know why I pulled you over?
I can't say I do, officer. What seems to be the problem?
Ma'am, we received calls about a vehicle matching the description of the one you're occupying, flashing their brights at others. What's so funny?
I wasn't flashing my brights. I was smiling.
You were smiling?
Yeah. See?
Wow! That's a straight bright smile!
I know. I went to Dr. B at Summit Orthodontics. They did my braces and whitened my smile. Give them a call at 787-9331 or online at summitorthobraces.com.
You're listening to High School Football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3. Now, let's send it back to the press box with Joe Cassidy and Mark Daly.
K105.3 Football Frenzy, a short return, going to bring it up to the 27-yard line via Bodie Adkins. The Cardinals are going to take their second crack at things.
So we've seen a couple muffs on kickoffs. We've seen a couple bundled snaps on both sides. Hopefully we can get a ball that's not as slippy. We can see what the Michigan Center squad can do here on offense.
Out of the gun. Single setback. One split to the right, two to his left. It'll be a pitch play. This is over to Kyron Lane. Kyron Lane going to find himself with a couple of yards, about the 28-yard line, so pick up a two.
That was number 69. Shane Taylor on the stop for Columbia Central. Kyron Lane, it was kind of like a misdirection. The ball went right and then he kind of came back right. Able to do a nice spin to kind of get away from that first tackler behind the line of scrimmage and turn what was a negative into a positive for the center offense.
I've seen this center team come back from three touchdowns down, but you need to use Kyron Lane every single second that you can. This will be QB keep, and he's going to be dropped back at the original line of scrimmage, so that's a two-yard loss.
That was an option, and it seemed like there's a little bit of confusion at the exchange, and that cost them. Timing was off, and they just got dropped behind the line of scrimmage.
Bringing up a third and nine, so they're going to say he only lost a yard off of that ordeal. I got to think you got to get – we haven't seen a single pass yet.
Yeah. I mean, Coach Allen said they like to air it out. I think third and long, we're probably going to see him air it out here.
Look for number four, Kyron Lane and Hunter Clemens, both two big bodies with a lot of experience. Rolling to his right, he has a man. He has him past the sticks. Once, as I said, Hunter Clemens. It's a first down, Cardinals.
Yeah, two blue jerseys right there. That ball was on a rope right to Clemens. Perfect spot, perfect timing, and enough to move the sticks for the Cardinals.
It's going to put them at the 39-yard line.
That was a bullet.
That was a rocket, man.
That was a direct line to him. Good throw, good arm.
Able to pick up about 13 yards off of that pass.
Center has a pretty big old line, too.
Man in motion. That's Kyron Lane who gets the snap. And Kyron Lane goes nowhere. In fact, he's going to be dropped at about the 35-yard line. They might give him the 36, but
run for a loss.
We'll see.
there was a whole flock of Eagles there, but Nick Richardson was the first one in to make the stop for Columbia Central. And I think we're seeing a little bit of truth to what Alan said. Teams are keying in on Kyren Lane. They know where he is at all times on the field, and their focus is on him. We've seen that so far this first quarter.
Well, Kyren Lane has been responsible for myself losing my voice a solid two separate times. And I wouldn't be mad if I found a third. Rolling to his left this time out of the boot. Looking downfield, and he launches it. Has a man. That's Lane, and Clemens drops it. What would have been a crazy first down at the 25-yard line. That's unfortunate.
He pulls that in. That's one heck of a catch. He was up in the air and stretched out, had both hands on it, had two defenders on him. It would have been a tough catch, but that really was the only spot where the ball could have been thrown for him to have a chance at it.
12. Lucas Howard with an absolute rocket of an arm. I didn't think it was going to make it there, but it made it there. He put it exactly where he needed to put it. Just Clemens couldn't come down with it. It's going to bring up a 3rd and 12 with 4:38 remaining on the clock.
Both times when they've gone out for a passing play, they're doing a bootleg and they're moving the pocket. That's giving them a little bit more protection and a little bit more time for him to find his guy.
Out of the gun. Two setback. And we're going to get a whistle. Be a timeout. We're going to take a timeout ourselves. Take 30 seconds. We'll be back. Columbia Central up 14-0 with 4:38 left here in the first quarter on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Sometimes you might wonder if you're investing your money the right way, especially when the markets are going up and down. You might wonder, will I have enough to retire one day? How long will my money last anyway? If you've got questions like these, or if you'd like to get professional advice about your investments, give me a call. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Jackson. Look us up online at The Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
You're listening to High School Football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3. Now, let's send it back to the press box with Joe Cassidy and Mark Daly.
K105.3 Football Frenzy, Joe Cassidy, Mark Daly. Mark, what an interesting 7:22 we've had.
Yeah, it's been interesting. Been a lot of fun. I love seeing this ground game on one side and this air attack on the other. And I also love the chance our listeners can win $1,053.
How can they do that, Mark?
Go to K1053.com, sign up, Football Frenzy.
3rd and 12, empty setback. He had all men split, and Howard going to take off. Howard has the sticks, plus a few more yards, using his feet to get that first down. He picks up a 15 on that one.
Forced out of bounds, or else he was gone. Yeah, he was looking downfield again. They did the bootleg out to the right. Didn't have what they were hoping for as far as any open receivers. He was being chased, so he just took off and got the first down. He looked like Patrick Mahomes on third down last night.
I would say that. I was going to say Justin Fields, but definitely Patrick Mahomes is a lot more respectable.
Well, last night Patrick Mahomes couldn't find anybody open on third down.
In the second half, at least, 0-for-7. Out of the gun, single setback. Kyren Lane with the swing pass. Kyren Lane is going to have the sticks. He's still on his feet down the sideline. 25-20, still on his feet. 10-5, house call, Kyren Lane. The Cardinals are on the board.
They left them wide open over here on the far side. It was just a quick little. We saw this a lot last year. Quick snap, quick throw out to him on the far side. Only one person down there to keep an eye on him. Lane made easy work of that and took it home for a quick six for the Cardinals.
A 50-yard pitching catch. It was literally just off of a swing, and he took that all the way to the house. With 4:15 left here in the first, Michigan Center finally on the board, and the kick is up. It is away, and it is way down the call. Good. 14-7. We are 7 minutes, 45 seconds into this week 3 K105.3 Football Frenzy. We're going to take 60 seconds to come back. Columbus Central looks to make it 3-for-3 on scoring on drives on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Is your driveway or parking lot in rough shape? Call the experts at Wolverine Seal Coating today. Asphalt repavement can be very expensive, but can be avoided with simple yearly maintenance to keep your parking lot or driveway looking good and make it last for years to come. Wolverine Seal Coating uses quality materials to make your repairs tires last. Their commitment to high quality and professional excellence makes them the leader in the industry. Wolverine Seal Coating handles all commercial and residential repairs. Call Wolverine Seal Coating today for your estimate. 962-4261. Online at wolverineSealCoating.com.
At Carrier, we know that a comfortable home is a happy one. Whether it's with innovative breakthroughs in heating and cooling efficiency, or with different ways to control your home's temperature and air quality, we're always imagining new ways to make your home totally comfortable.
Call Lammers Heating and AC for all your indoor air quality needs. Lammers has proudly served the Jackson area since 1965. Carrier, turn to the experts.
Lammers!
You're listening to High School Football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3. Now, let's send it back to the press box with Joe Cassidy and Mark Daly.
K105.3 Football Frenzy, Joe Cassidy, Mark Daly, seven minutes and 45 seconds off the clock. We are sitting at 4:15, 14-7. Mark, what a game.
We got a lot of points on the board already in the first.
And it is fielded, taking it up the middle now, cutting it back now to the right side. I believe that is Pilichinski. And down at the 30-yard line, so decent field position for the Golden Eagles to start drive number three.
Brendan Fruth getting down on special teams to make the stop for the Cardinals. Defense, you know, if you're Michigan center right now, you're a little concerned that the game could get away, seeing how you can't really stop the run. Defense needs to step up. Those big guys, that big four-man front they have, they need to take control of the line of scrimmage right now.
Single setback, two split to the right, one to the left. It's going to be a handoff to Ellison. Ellison spins out of a guy, still on his feet. It's taken six jerseys to take this man down after an eight-yard pickup. My goodness, put a flag on the play.
He was almost taken down, but he was able to keep his knees off the ground, just touched with his hand and able to keep the feet moving. Fundamental football. Keep chopping your feet. Positive motion forward. He took six guys with him. Waiting for the call on the laundry that's on the field.
Kind of curious what it's going to be. Possibly in the realm of offensive holding. It'll be a personal foul. Face mask on the defense. So add another 15 yards to that pickup of six.
Face mask called on Michigan center.
First flag we had of the night, Joe. And it was a big one. It was a big one.
3:59 to go. Columbia Central now at the 48-yard line of Michigan Center. Started at the 30, got to the 36, but a face mask will put him another 15 yards on top of that.
Yeah, if you're Columbia or Michigan Center, you're showing you're not able to stop Ellison right now. You don't want to give them an easy 15.
Bouncing off tackles like Jahmyr Gibbs from last night. And just running through guys.
That's so fun to watch.
David Montgomery running through guys like David Montgomery.
That was so fun to watch last night. Big win.
Restore the roar, baby. This is our season. This is our year. Single setback. One to the right. Two split to the left. Sorry, three to the left. This will be a QB option to Ellison. Ellison going to find himself dropped at the 48-yard line.
Michigan Center had that sniffed out all the way. Brennan forward. Actually pushed Ellison backward on that play.
No gain on the play.
You are probably so happy you were able to make that joke.
sometimes they write themselves.
Make sure it doesn't feel forced, and that one definitely didn't feel forced. That's not sarcasm either. We're looking at a second and 10 from the Michigan Center 48-yard line out of the gun. Going to be handoff to Ellison, finding himself through the tackles, and he's going to find himself dropped at the 45-yard line. Pick up a three, third and seven coming up.
Number 54, lone man there with the hit, the wrap, and the takedown. That's Jordan Krause from Michigan Center.
Krause, the 5'10", 230-pounder. He's an all-230 of that.
Third and seven.
It's third and long here for Columbia Central. We haven't really seen them air it out yet today.
Go ahead.
I know they can do it. We saw last week in the second half.
Oh, looks like. All right. So this is actually a third and seven, but single set. fakes the give. He's going to give it off, and it is almost picked off by the Michigan Center Cardinals. It was hot potato for a minute.
It was. Actually, that young man saw that he had a lot of green in front of him as he was running diagonal towards us across the field. I had a perfect view on it through my binoculars. He took his eyes off the ball because he saw how much green he had in front of him. He was gone. He makes that, he's gone. Just didn't watch the ball all the way in his hands.
2:12 left here in the first quarter of week three, K105.3 football frenzy, and the punt unit is out on a 4th and 7 from the Michigan Center 45-yard line. The snap is away, punt is away, off the side of the foot, but it's actually going to take a Columbia Stetcher bounce, took a Michigan Center bounce. And that's where we'll pick things up at about the 22-yard line.
That's what Michigan Center needed to do on this series. It's unfortunate they gave up that 15 yards with that face mask penalty. But you got the stop, you got the ball back, and you have a chance right now to control the tempo and even the score up. They got a lot of field to work with, but it's up to them to see what they can do with it.
Got about 78 yards worth of grass in front of them and 11 guys that are saying, you're not getting there.
Oh, the field looks great tonight, doesn't it?
Oh, it really does. Really does, especially with the, as weird as it sounds, the overcast sky and the lights just make it so much better. And that's his QB design keeper, and Lucas Howard going to pick up a good chunk back. He's going to find himself dropped at about the 37-yard line.
That was number four, Peyton Denning. First one there to make the stop for Columbia Central along with two other jerseys. But he was the first one to make the pop, but not until they were able to move the sticks, get a first down.
It's going to be Cardinals' first down.
Looks like they're going to give him the 38-yard line, but a 1:39 and counting remaining here in the first quarter. 14-7, Columbia Central still on top, able to get two touchdowns via the legs of Braden Ellison, the senior. And Kyron Lane able to have a little 50-yard pitch and catch. Make a house call, 14-7. It's to be a handoff. Bouncing off tackles like Jameer Gibbs. Past the 50, down the 40, 30, 20, 10. House call once again. Ethan Applegate, the 5'9", 180-pound senior.
Touchdown, wow. They faked the handoff inside to Kyron Lane. You had about three jerseys bite on it. That left the edge open, and he was able to bounce it out, get down for the 6 points for Michigan Center.
What an absolute beauty of a run. I'm surprised that none of the Columbia Central bench was trying to get him to say, oh, he's out of bounds, because it looked like he was flirting with that.
He was really close.
Kick is away. It is waiting on the call. Good. 14-14. Two straight unanswered touchdowns. Columbia Central looking to take another crack at things. Back in 60 seconds with 1:08 left in the first quarter on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
County National Bank is your community bank, providing personalized financial solutions and reinvesting in our communities. From checking and savings accounts to loans and mortgages, all the way to investment planning and retirement solutions. We're here to help you reach your goals. With local leadership and a team of dedicated, knowledgeable bankers, we are committed to our community. Let's work together. Learn more at cnbb.bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Deals galore at Dahlenberger's on Cooper, now through the end of the summer. Stop in and order new menu items, fish and chips, or the Dahlenberger's Fried Walleye Sammy. Order online on Mondays and Tuesdays and use code DNB25 for 25% off your entire order through the end of the month. Dahlenberger's now has a rewards program. Every dollar spent equals 1 point. Reach 50 points and receive $5 off your order. Now serving breakfast, Monday through Friday, 7 to 10:30 a.m. and Saturday and Sunday, 8 to 10:30 a.m. Check them out on Instagram at Dahlenberger's. Like them on Facebook or go to dahlenburgers.com.
You're listening to High School Football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3. Now, let's send it back to the press box with Joe Cassidy and Mark Daly.
K105.3 Football Frenzy. It is kicking being returned to the 37-yard line, but a quick flag thrown. Looks like it's possibly going on Dayton Spencer. But for what?
Yeah, that was just a mishmash of bodies down there. I'm not exactly sure what this call's going to be. I couldn't
quite. Face mask against the Cardinals.
Face mask.
Another face mask. Another big one.
Jeez, that is unfortunate. So that's going to.
They've had two penalties for a total of 30 yards in the first quarter alone.
Both face masks. Getting a quick conversation with the ball boy down here for Columbia Central, making sure he got a dry ball. All right, so they're going to start him out, walking it off right now.
And hopefully their ball boy's having a better day than the Marlins ball boy.
It's a 15-yard.
Is there a story behind that?
Oh, you got to YouTube it. Got to YouTube it from yesterday's game. No, I'm sorry, it was the Mariners.
Being marked at Mariners. The 43-yard
line. So the 43-yard line. So after that short 5-6-yard turn, they're going to give them an extra 15 at the 43-yard line. Single setback. One split to the right, two to the left, but it's Ellison still on his feet. He's going to have the first down past the 50-yard line at the 48-yard line. I'm sorry, the 48-yard line.
Jack Lair getting the stop for Michigan Center. But that's what you want to do. It really opens up your playbook when you're able to get a good chunk on first down, and here they are. They're looking at two and short. Most likely, they're going to run it up the gut here, but I wouldn't be surprised if they take a shot deep when you're looking at second and short.
I mean, we'll ultimately see, but we do have a whistle with 34 seconds to go. And they're discussing the ball situation. Apparently, I just got to look up this video of this ball boy, huh? Is he a ball boy or a bat boy?
He was a ball boy, and there was, I forget who hit it. There was a ball that was hit that wasn't foul, but on the line. He goes out, gathers it up, and throws it into the stands.
Oh, jeez. That's a ground rule double. Fakes the give. O'Neal launching it. Has a man. 10-5. Brought down inside the five at the 2-yard line. Amazing.
That's a play that Jim Tressel made famous at his time at Ohio State. You're looking at two and short. You just throw it as far as you can. See if you can't get a heck of a haymaker of a play. And that's what they did.
First and goal, Columbia.
I believe that was Peyton Denning.
Check that on the 5-yard line.
Wow. Wow. Oh, he's dragged down to the five. They're going to give him the five. And that's going to roll the clock all the way down to the end of the first quarter, where we sit deadlocked 14 apiece. We'll be back in 60 seconds after we flip the field with a first and goal for Columbia Central, looking to strike again on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
This is Zach Canan, principal of Michigan Center High School. We are excited to start a new school year, and we're looking to add new students to our growing Cardinal family. If you're looking to learn anytime, anywhere, and build strong, positive, lifelong relationships, we've got a great new option for any high school students looking for an online and in-person flexible learning opportunity through a program we've recently developed to meet the needs of all learners. We currently have school of choice vacancies district-wide, so please reach out to us at mccardinals.org and enroll today. Have a great rest of your summer, and go Cardinals!
What will you find at Clothing Carousel? Name brand fashions at unbelievable prices. Clothing Carousel has fall clothing for the entire family and is now accepting all fall consignments. Check out the large selection of fall clothing already in stock. Hurry in to shop for the best selection to update your look. Clothing Carousel also carries Andrew's Rustic Aroma 100% soy candles in a variety of fall scents like banana nut, leaves, toasted pumpkin spice latte, and maple pecan waffle. Clothing Carousel on the corner of 5th and Franklin in Jackson.
You're listening to High School Football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3. Now, let's send it back to the press box with Joe Cassidy and Mark Daly.
K105.3 Football Frenzy, Joe Cassidy, Mark Daly. We are 12 minutes into week three of Football Frenzy here in the shadows of Lake Columbia for the Michigan Center Cardinals and Columbia Central Golden Eagles, deadlocked at 14. What an interesting first 12 minutes, Mark.
Real quick, out-of-town scoreboard, Lumen Christi 7, Gall Lake 0 right now. First play of the second quarter, Lumen takes the lead.
Also, it looks like Battle Creek, Harper Creek on top of Northwest right now, 14-3 with 9:57 left in the second. Out of the gun is O'Neal. And this is going right to Ellison. You already knew that. Ellison up the gut. See where they put him. They're going to say at the one-yard line.
Just a little short. Had a couple white jerseys that he was carrying on his belt for a couple yards. And they were able to prevent him from crossing the goal line.
You got to think they're just going to try to force this son of a gun in right now. Whether it be a QB keeper, do you think they're going to try to get Ellison that hat trick?
Well, you know, I think either way it's going up the gut. So far, they've been able to run the ball at will against Michigan Center.
They're lined up to give Ellison the hat trick. See what the play call is. Ellison into the end zone with the hat trick. 20-14, Columbia Central.
That was a direct snap right to Ellison. And it was about 5 yards back. He just got a barrel of speed going and ran right through that line for the score.
Love seeing the Golden Eagles bench celebrating, doing the gritty and dancing down the sideline. Cheering on Ellison, picking up his hat trick just 42 seconds into this second quarter. Lining up for the PAT. Looking. Place kicker, Caleb Pfaffinger. And kick away, and it is good. 21-14, Columbia Central back on top. We'll be back in 60 seconds on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Hi, I'm Brian from the College and Career Access Center in Jackson. With over 170 colleges in Michigan and thousands in the United States, choosing a college, applying, getting accepted, registering for classes, signing up for orientation, and finding housing can be daunting. The College and Career Access Center in Jackson is here to help. We help you through both the college enrollment and financial processes, completing the FAFSA, applying for scholarships, navigating loans, and even finding a job on campus. Visit us today in the Target Wing of the Jackson Crossing across from H&R Block, open 6 days a week.
Don't put that down the drain. It'll get clogged.
It's fine. I've never had any issues with the drains in this house.
Told ya.
Great. What am I going to do now?
Call Minute Main Sewer and Drain. Not only have we been family-owned and operated since 1999, we can take care of all your residential and commercial drain cleaning needs without draining your wallet. Currently offering 15% off services. For 24/7, 365, same-day reliable service, call Minute Main Sewer and Drain. Online at MinuteMainSewer.com. Minute Main Sewer and Drain. We open drains that others can't.
You're listening to High School Football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3. Now, let's send it back to the press box with Joe Cassidy and Mark Daly.
Columbia Central able to put another one in the end zone via a hat trick. Braden Ellison as the Michigan Center Cardinals finding a nice little return right there. Past the 35, dragged down. They're going to mark him probably about the 36-yard line.
Kickoff return to the
37 will their takeover.
Line.
It looked like that was number 56 who was able to get in there on the stop. Adam Norris for the Golden Eagles. But, yeah, I mean, every turn man was able to get through a whole bunch of blue jerseys before he was wrapped up and taken down. That was a good, impressive return.
A shorter field than what they've looked at in the last couple of drives, but the last couple of drives have resulted in touchdowns. So we'll see. It's Kyron Lane. Kyron Lane taking it to the outside. He's still on his feet. Finally pushed out of bounds. Second down coming up.
That's going to be really close to a first down. It's going to be really close. He was out of bounds right here where you see one of the coaches right in the middle of the field. Oh, no. Nope. They actually say he stepped out of bounds about 2 yards before that.
Going to be marked at the
Kyron Lane, you got to expect him to be an instrumental part in this evening's festivities, and he already has been via a 50-yard pitch and catch. It is 21-14 with 11 minutes and 3 seconds to go.
Coach Allen saying he's just waiting for him to have that breakout game.
And, oh, it's a fake! Still up the gut, down at the 41-yard line is Lucas Howard on design keep.
Yeah, we were all looking up the gut, and like all of us here calling the game went, ooh, because that was a big hit behind the line of scrimmage.
Lucas Howard
just matriculating down the field to get the first down and plenty more. Nick Richardson was the one who was able to dial in the tackle and prevent that from being a breakaway.
They're going to give him a look. That was a first down. Indeed, was a first down. So
it looks like a first down by like 15 yards.
Yeah. I don't know why I was still thinking it was the last play. I'm like, all right, how many yards to go is there? All right. It's like that play never even happened. First and 10 from the 41-yard line. Stepping back is Howard. Has a man tip drill.
Wow.
Almost picked off twice. Almost handled twice. Intended receiver number 20, Brennan Forward. They're going back.
Yep, that went through his hands and probably hit three other pairs of hands before it finally found the ground. That's kind of dangerous, and that's why they practiced that tip drill. That was almost brought in and a pick for the Columbia Central D.
That could have been either way because it honestly looked like Forward had a legit shot at catching that after it bobbled around the two defenders.
Bounced around in the air for like 10 yards.
10's an exaggeration, probably like 8. Or 9.5. And this is a QB keep. Howard finally dragged down at the 35-yard line, keeping things rolling. Pick up a 6.
Carry by number 1.
That was number 23. In on the tackle for Columbia Central.
Good
Blake
spot,
Hoskins, number 69. Shane Taylor there on the stop as well.
All right, so, Mark, I got to think. If you're Coach Troy Allen, what are you dialing up here? You're down 7. It's still in the second quarter, still really early on, but you want to really kind of put a statement on this first half, like this is who we are, this is our identity, this is our DNA. What's your play call right here?
You're going to air it out, and you're going to put it in Kyron Lane's hands to answer your question. But if I'm Troy Allen, I'm like, you know, every possession is so important right now, and we got to score. We got to keep pace. This is going to be a shootout. We got to score this possession.
And Howard out of the boot to the left side. It is, in the fact, Lane's hands. Lane has the first down, still on his feet. Finally dropped at the 19-yard line inside the red zone. Gain of 16.
Yeah, that was an ankle tackle that he was dragging the defender for a couple yards before three other jerseys came in to finish off the play.
Pass going to be good for a first down.
But again, bootlegging it out, moving the pocket, creating more protection for the quarterback, and opening up your passing lanes so you can get Lane or you can get any one of your other receivers. He had options on that play. He had plenty of options on that play.
So they're not going to give him the 19. I thought he was still inbounds, but that was the far sideline, so I'm just a silly goose who belongs in the ponds. I'm getting the nod of approval of me being a silly goose from the scoreboard operator. And it's going to be a handoff. Lane taking it to the outside. Lane cuts it back inside, lowers the shoulder inside the 10. Going to be dropped at the 8-yard line.
That was Mason Chubakowski making the stop. Said his name a lot last week on defense, and he was there getting the stop on Kyron Lane, which, I mean, there were hands on him in the backfield and through the line, and he's just such a beast, being able to break those tackles, maneuver around bodies, and get the extra yards.
I didn't hear a timeout called.
That's their first of the half.
8:37 to go. Columbia Central up 21-14, but Michigan Center knocking on the door, 8 yards away from potentially tying this thing back up or taking the lead. They are. Coach Troy Allen is known for calling that 2-point conversion.
Man, if they're gonna keep this pace, we're gonna see so many points on the board tonight.
And honestly, we couldn't ask for a better. Welcome to the show for Columbia Central. Isn't this their first conference game? Oh, no, last week was with Columbia or with Napoleon.
Yeah, last week was their first one with Napoleon.
But they're crosstown rivals, so they were playing each other before.
And actually, for Michigan Center, this is a conference game for them. They had Jonesville last week, Columbia Central this week, Leslie next week. So out of the gate, they got the three newbies to the conference.
8:37 to go. 8 yards away from potentially tying this thing up. Man in motion, Howard. Howard rolling to his left. Has a man in the end zone. Caught.
Nope.
Yes, touchdown. Okay. Just making sure.
Oh, wow.
Just making sure. Bodie Atkins, touchdown Cardinals.
Boy, he caught the ball, and he looked like he was looking at it on the ground. There was a defender that came across making a diving attempt and really came close to picking that off. He had to kind of come back to get position in order to catch the ball, and it looked like It looked like it was in the defender's hands at first.
Well, he was just stopped. He just stopped and was just staring. Low snap, kick is away, however, able to recover. He is not. Columbia Central still leads by one, 21-20 after the low snap and recovery. We'll be back in 60 seconds. Columbia Central looks to extend this lead to 7, potentially 8 on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
If you're thinking about renovating an attic, spending more time in your sunroom, or building onto your home, a Carrier ductless unit is the perfect solution for climate control. Whether it's with innovative breakthroughs in heating and cooling efficiency, or with different ways to control your home's temperature and air quality, it's just one more way we're making your home totally comfortable.
Call Lammers Heating and AC for all your indoor air quality needs. Lammers has proudly served the Jackson area since 1965. Carrier, turn to the experts.
Lammers.
Ghost Energy Drink is here. Introducing the Ghost Energy Drink, the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink we have all been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial flavors. Available in many flavors like Sour Patch Kids, Blue Raspberry and Red Berry, Warhead Sour Watermelon, Tropical Mango, Citrus, Bubblicious Strawberry Splash, and Orange Cream. Ghost Energy Drink, the feel-good energy drink you need to get through your day.
You're listening to High School Football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3. Now, let's send it back to the press box with Joe Cassidy and Mark Daly.
K105.3 Football Frenzy, Joe Cassidy and Mark Daly. It is a one-point game, 21-20 after the missed PAT. But an 8-yard catch in the end zone for Bodie Atkins for Michigan Center to pull it within that one. And that ball, the great kick, just dropped dead at the 12-yard line. But down the sideline now, down the far sideline. Wow-wee. What a great return by Pilichinski, but this might be coming back. Flag on the field.
Yeah, I was kind of wondering what was going on because it hit and it bounced a couple times. He just kind of looked at it and then just decided, okay, I guess I'll pick it up and run it. Great return.
I think I knew his idea was waiting for that ball to be kicked out of bounds and so they could just start from the 35-yard line, but he just had a heck of a return.
Either way, yeah, I'm not sure what it worked out for him because by the time he picked it up and ran with it, it's like the entire return team was all kind of in one spot, and he just ran around the whole mass.
Oh, Columbia Central holding on the kick return. That's going to push him back quite a bit. Can't see from my angle where they're setting it from. It appears to be the 10-yard line.
That's huge because they were out here by like the 35, 40-yard line, and now they're at the 10?
Nope, they're going to give them the 5. It's the 5, so even...
Ball brought back down to the 5-yard line.
That's 95 yards of real estate
for the Eagles
if they can march all the way down.
Big. Those penalty yards added up just on that one play.
O'Neal 2 yards in his own end zone. Ellison 4 yards in his own end zone, and that's going to be a flag. So it looks like a false start coming.
Flag on the play.
2.5-yard line now.
I mean, you're already kind of in a hole, so you just don't want to make it worse for you.
False start, Columbia.
8:21 left here in the opening half. Week 3, K105.3 Football Frenzy. Thank you so much to all of our amazing sponsors, including Kelly Express Mart for our pregame and postgame show. The first and second half brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Regular season title sponsor, True Community Credit Union, Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Jenkins Farm Bureau Insurance, County National Bank, and the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. Out of the gun. Bit of a low snap, but Ellison, he's got space, he's finally dragged down at the 20-yard line, or just shy of the 20. Wow.
That was Applegate.
20-yard run.
Just able to grab the jersey, and even though he had his hand on the jersey, he was drawing another 10 yards.
Reminds you of that scene from the Little Giants. Remember that Little Giants scene?
Yeah. Even if he doesn't, I mean, if he doesn't get a hand on that jersey, that's another touchdown. That is by far another score for Columbia Central. He saved it. Even though he went for a ride, didn't have to pay for it, he saved a score.
Kind of curious. Okay, so just making sure. First and 10. It's going to be a give to the left side. This is Ellison still on his feet. Dodges off of one man, and then it takes three more white jerseys to take him down. A nice pickup. They're going to give him the sticks.
Run by
Brendan Frewth coming in, just laying a lick on Ellison to make that stop. He was already wrapped up by a couple of the other defenders, but still getting forward motion. And, man, he just got hit hard.
First and 10.
Able to bounce off like he was a literal basketball. Just bounced. Under 7.25 left here in this opening half. Week 3, Cable 5.3 Football Frenzy. Single setback, and this is another give to Ellison. Ellison, this time going to be dropped at the line of scrimmage. Second down and 10 coming up.
No gain on
the play. Three jerseys back there for Michigan Center, but Brendan Frewth, first one there to make contact behind the line of scrimmage for Center. Yeah, you need another stop here. If you're Center, obviously, you can kind of feel like Columbia Central with the ground game just feels like they have, even though the score is really close, just feels like they have a little bit more control of the game, a little bit more control of the pace, where Michigan Center's really breaking out with a lot of those big, huge plays to get their scores. So if you're Center, you want another stop here, try to get that control back.
Single setback, two splits to the left, two to the right. It is a handoff to Ellison. Ellison bounces off another three white jerseys, and it takes two more to drag him down after a nice little six-yard pickup.
Another stop for number 54, Jordan Krause.
9 yards, not six, nine. Wow, what a run. Keep the feet churning. So, going to be a very long one, however, a very long third and one.
It's going to be third down and one.
Lumen Christie, 21 over, who do they got tonight?
Go Lake.
21-0 over Go Lake.
Wow, making quick work in that second quarter.
Timeout via the Columbia Central Golden Eagles. So we're going to step aside 30 seconds, come back as they're up 21-20 on Cable 5.3 Football Frenzy.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. You can also pick up propane tanks at all locations for your summer grilling needs.
The Kelly Express Mart on South Street, Jefferson Road, County Farm Road, and the Galley in Napoleon now offer DoorDash.
This month, enjoy a two-item pizza with cheesy bacon bread and a two-liter of Pepsi product for $25.99.
Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled County Farm Road location, also serving pizza. For quick, convenient customer service above the rest, always shop Kelly Express.
You're listening to High School Football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3. Now, let's send it back to the press box with Joe Cassidy and Mark Daly.
K105.3 Football Frenzy. This is a crucial, potentially momentum-shifting third and one call right here. We will see. Just loading the box, that Michigan Center defensive line. O'Neal getting an audible call from the sideline. 5:44 to go here in the second quarter. Single setback. This is to Ellison. Ellison. He has the sticks, but there's a flag on the play, so we'll see what that's all about.
Yeah, he just hit the line, and the bodies just move forward.
What's that one band, Puddles of Mud, the bodies song? Let the bodies hit the floor or whatever? It's an old rock song. I don't know.
They're having a little convention right there in the middle of the field to kind of figure out what this flag's going to mean here.
5:39 to go. Columbia Central still marching near midfield, up one. As of now, without the flags, they do have the first down via Ellison. Another score, out-of-town score update. We are seeing 28-3 Harper Creek over Northwest with 2:04 left in the first half.
Looks like they're going to be stepping it off.
Looks like it's going, yep, it's going backwards.
Well, I mean, he walked 3 yards and stopped.
Waiting on it. Yep. still curious what the call is. It is offsetting.
No.
But they're moving back.
Yeah, that doesn't mean it's offsetting then.
Face mask on the offense.
Face mask on Columbia Central.
Personal foul on the defense.
Personal foul on Michigan Center.
Okay. Gotcha. So after the play, there was a Michigan Center penalty, but during the play, there was a face mask on Columbia Central.
Gotcha.
Face mask during the play.
Okay.
Well, there we go. So much for...
Okay, so that's going to be a first down.
On the Cardinals.
Still unsure because the ball is still in first down territory.
They walked it one way and then walked it back the other way. I guess I'm just used to always being offsetting and then you just kind of do the down over again. But here they walked it one way, then they did the yards the other way, and it's a first down for Columbia Central.
Single setback, two split to the left, two to the right. O'Neill out of the gun. Tight end off the line to block. It'll be a handoff to Ellison. The left side, still on his feet, has the stick, still on his feet, past the 40. Finally dragged down at the 37-yard line.
Jordan Krause in on the stop for Michigan Center. But big number 66, Logan Shelton, was chasing him down in the backfield. Just didn't have the speed to catch him. You give him one more step, and that's a loss on that play. He was so close to reining him in.
Quickly to the line with 5:10 and counting left here in the opening half. Week 3, K105.3 Football Frenzy. Single setback once again. One split to the left, two to the right. And we see some movement on the defensive side of the ball. So we have offsides at five.
Offsides, Michigan Center.
So makes it a little easier of a first down.
It's going to be first and five.
Another score update with a minute 2 left in the half. It is 35-3, Harper Creek over Northwest. 4:50 and counting. Out of the gun. One to the left, two to the right. Single setback. And O'Neill.
They're looking to change the play from the sideline right now.
I think he was looking for another free 5 yards, but not given this time. It'll be a handoff to Ellison. Ellison up the gut. Ellison makes a cutback. He's inside the 20-yard line, brought down to the 16-yard line. First down and 10 coming up inside the red zone.
He's up the gut. He's virtually untouched until Jack Lair gets a hand on him yards down the field. You know, we've seen a lot of great speed and a lot of great moves from Ellison, but you don't make it that far down upfield without the help from your offensive line creating those big holes for you. And they've got a big, strong O-line here at Columbia Central.
Same formation. One split to the left, three deep to the right this time. Single setback out of the gun. It is an option, and it's another pitch to Ellison. Ellison inside the 10 now, still on his feet. I believe he's brought down about the 8-yard line.
Number 11 making the stop for Columbia Central, Bodie Atkins. But they tried to make it look like the play was going to be running right. Soon as the ball was snapped, it was that. Another quick option decision as they ran that left. And I don't want to say they fooled Michigan Center. They just had a lot of speed on this side, able to get that good chunk on first down. It's almost like they didn't bite on all the receivers over to the right.
Just over 3 minutes to go. Empty set to the left, single back to his right, and two receiver split to the right. O'Neill gets the snap. Once again, Ellison up the gut. Just shy. Has the first down, but up to the 3-yard line now.
Yeah, another first and goal with just only a couple 3 yards to go for Columbia Central. They've been in this position a lot tonight.
First and goal on the 3-yard line.
2:30 and counting left here, opening half. Head on over to k1053.com/footballfrenzy. Get yourself entered for a chance to win $1,053, courtesy of regular season sponsor, True Community Credit Union. All right. Single setback. It is a bunch formation. And a fumble on the ground. Wow, O'Neal quickly falls on that.
Yeah, that was a failed exchange. They've been, you know, we've had a couple muffed exchanges tonight, but that was pretty early on in the first quarter. Things have been dialed in on both sides of the ball ever since then. Didn't quite lock in the exchange there. And just a good football sense about him. Instead of trying to pick it up to make something of it, just fall on it. Just fall on it. You're still close, and you can still punch it in here.
Now one split to the left, two to the right. Single setback with a tight end in the block. Gets the snap. High snap, but it's right in Ellison's hands. Ellison, he's going to barrel forward. Where are they going to mark him at, however?
Looks like about the four. Looks like about the four. Yeah, that was a high snap. And got his hand on it to try to dial it in. And when he did that, it just like bounced right into Ellison's gut. And was able to move that ball forward.
They'll take the 4 yards. Third and goal coming up from the four.
It's going to be third and four.
O'Neal gets his play call from Coach Zebrowski.
Boy, this is a long drive for the Eagles. They're eating up a lot of clock here.
Possibly able to take this thing down to double zeros. And another timeout. We're going to step aside 30 seconds, come back for the final 40 seconds of the first half. 21-20 Columbia Central on top, looking to add another on Football Frenzy.
Hello, this is Dr. Double. If you suffer from neck, shoulder, lower back, sciatica, headaches, we are the doctors for you. If you don't want to be looked at as just a condition, we actually find your problem. What do you use more, your spine or your teeth? Well, of course, your spine. Think about how much damage has accumulated over time, which is creating your health problems. We examine for a condition and then treat that condition by doing a consultation, examination, and x-rays, and chiropractic adjustment. And for those who are afraid to get adjusted, we have computerized adjusting just for you to take away your fears. I'm Dr. Double. I want to keep your spine out of trouble. Check us out on doublechiropractic.com and like our Facebook page.
High school football on K105.3, WKHM-FM and WKHM-FM HD1, Brooklyn, Jackson.
K105.3 Football Frenzy, Joe Cassidy, Mark Daly, 40 seconds left here in the opening half, week three Football Frenzy. What a game so far.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it feels like the pace has kind of slowed down a little bit. I mean, this has been a long, long drive for the Golden Eagles on this one. They've controlled it. Some of the penalties have really kind of slowed down the pace of this also. But they're just controlling the line of scrimmage right now, dominating on the run game. And here they are inside the five and doing what they can to punch it again.
Could be four for Ellison. We'll see. Three split to the right. Empty set to the left with a single back in Ellison. Ellison takes it. And let's see where they're going to put him at. And there's flags thrown at the same time. Two flags at the same time. And they're going to mark him out of the half-yard line. But we'll see what that flag is for.
Yeah, he's short about half a yard on this one. At least that's what the official on the far side of the field, where he's standing. Talking about it again. It's nice that they're talking about it. You know, you'd much rather have them take their time, talk about it, get it right, than just kind of guess and screw up the game. So this has been a pretty good crew that we've had out here tonight.
We were actually lucky enough to have a conversation with them prior to them entering the field in pregame, and just seemed like a bunch of solid guys just looking to, you know, be officials. And
they have a love for the game. You can tell that right away. They really enjoy the game, and I just want to get it right. Still not seeing a call. Oh, here it is.
Personal foul. Face mask on the defense.
Face mask. Michigan Center.
And they're already at the half-yard line, Mark.
Yeah, I know.
All that is just resetting the downs. So it's not a fourth and short anymore. It's a first and in goal from the half-yard line.
I'm calling it 1 yard on the stat sheet.
I'd expect nothing less. Honestly, that's I like it. it out. First and goal, 25 seconds and counting left here in the opening half. Takes the snap up the middle, this time into the end zone. Touchdown.
That's it. Yeah, he got through that line untouched. He was in. He was in and able to tally in that score. And well, I don't know. Do you kick the extra? You go for two here. You're already up seven.
I think right now you just got to play it safe. Maybe just take the points as you can get them. I wouldn't mind if they go for two, but
they're lining up to kick it.
Step away, kick is up, and it is good. 28-20, 20 seconds to go here in the opening half. Michigan Center looks to add one more before the half on K105.3. Back in 60 seconds, Football Frenzy.
Hard work gives us power. Hard work makes us strong. Blue Ox Credit Union puts our membership up where they belong.
Advancing lives. That's our mission. Blue Ox Credit Union is committed to providing quality financial services that will improve and make a positive impact on the lives of our members, employees, and communities. And we're always accepting new members. Experience the credit union difference by choosing Blue today and become a member owner of Blue Ox Credit Union. Membership is open to anyone who lives, works, worships, or attends school in the state of Michigan. Become a member online at blueoxcu.org or stop in any of our branch locations to get started. Subject to credit union approval. Insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Blue Ox Credit Union keeps our membership up where they membership up where they keeps our membership up where they belong.
You're listening to High School Football on Jackson's Hit Music K105.3. Now, let's send it back to the press box with Joe Cassidy and Mark Daly.
28-20, Michigan Center down 8, about to get the ball back. 20 seconds left. Do you think there's much time to do anything, Mark?
Well, we've seen them get big chunks on some of their plays. So, yeah, a lot of it's going to depend on field position here.
Kick is away. It is fielded at the 15-yard line, taking it back to the left side of the field, the far side of the field, still on his feet. Finally dragged down at the, looks like, 30-yard line. Number 24,
15-yard
Travis Collins.
Yeah, he ran through about four blue jerseys before he was taken down. We've seen it. Kyron Lane had a 62-yard quick little pass and run. Mm-hmm. So we've seen they can do it. I mean, anywhere with this Michigan Center passing game, they're in striking distance.
With 10 seconds to go, so that return took off half the clock. You really have, I'd say, one legit shot as Howard steps back. He's going to launch it past the sticks, and that'll be a first down pickup for Bodie Atkins.
Pass complete.
Just took 5 seconds off the clock on that one, so you got time.
Good for a first down.
You got time for obviously one, possibly two. But most likely they're going to try to make this a big play and try to get it all in one shot.
From the 41-yard line. You try a little misdirection or you try to just Hail Mary this?
The play I like is the one where they'll have Lane out on one side all by himself. Just pitch it out to him. Do that quick little screen pass out to him and let him go.
We might see it. Steps back. Guys are going long. Howard, he's moving. He has a man past the sticks. That is Kyron Lane. He didn't know how much time was left on the clock, and that is zeros. 28-20. What a half.
He looked at the clock as soon as he ran out of bounds. He caught the ball, made a beeline for the sideline. As soon as he saw the zeros, he just put his head down and grabbed it with his hands. He knew he made a mistake, but it's so hard to keep track of the time when you're in the middle of the play. 5 seconds like that.
Well, 28-20, 8 points separates us. We're going to be back in 3 minutes. We're going to boil down how we got to such a high-scoring first half.
No, right?
Then we're going to get you the MHSAA this week and get you set up for the second half. All for week three, K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Don't put that down the drain. It'll get clogged.
It's fine. I've never had any issues with the drains in this house.
Told ya. Great. What am I gonna do now? Call Minute Main Sewer and Drain. Not only have we been family owned and operated since 1999, we can take care of all your residential and commercial drain cleaning needs without draining your wallet. Currently offering 15% off services. For 24/7, 365, same day reliable service, call Minute Main Sewer and Drain. Online at MinutemanSewer.com. Minute Main Sewer and Drain. We open drains that others can't.
Hi, this is Matt Grimes, Grimes Plumbing. The school year is here and more members of your house are using hot water in the mornings. With all the chaos of getting ready before school, last thing you need is to run out of hot water for morning showers. If your hot water heater is in need of replacement or you are looking to upgrade to a more efficient water heater, Grimes Plumbing has you covered and offers a one-year warranty for labor and parts. Call Grimes Plumbing today at 517-748-7173 or look us up online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com or on Facebook at Grimes Plumbing Company, Inc.
Farmers are the roots that anchor our great state. You serve as stewards of the land and nourish all of us with your hard work. The Jenkins Insurance Group, your local Farm Bureau insurance agency. Thank Michigan farmers for what they do every day. When it comes to protecting your farms, they've been doing it for over 100 years. It's time to talk about how they can help you protect what matters most. Call 517-879-5171 or visit them online at jenkinsinsurance.com. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
This is Zach Canan, principal of Michigan Center High School. We are excited to start a new school year, and we're looking to add new students to our growing Cardinal family. If you're looking to learn anytime, anywhere, and build strong, positive, lifelong relationships, we've got a great new option for any high school students looking for an online and in-person flexible learning opportunity through a program we've recently developed to meet the needs of all learners. We currently have school of choice vacancies district-wide, so please reach out to us at mccardinals.org and enroll today. Have a great rest of your summer, and go Cardinals!
Is your money working hard enough? If you have money just sitting in a savings or checking account, you might be missing out on an opportunity for it to earn more. Our goal is to help your money work harder for you and your family. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley & Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
Attention builders, contractors, and homeowners. Willoughby Transit Mix is excited to announce our acquisition of Arborstone Precast Steps and Conscape Landscape Blocks. In addition to our reliable ready-mix concrete, we now offer a full range of building supplies, including septic tanks and related products. We are committed to providing exceptional customer service and top-quality products to meet all your construction needs. Trust Willoughby Transit Mix to deliver the best solutions. Contact us today and experience the difference that sets us apart.
You're listening to High School Football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3. Now, let's send it back to the press box with Joe Cassidy and Mark Daly.
28-20. Columbia Central on top of the Michigan Center Cardinals. It is Joe Cassidy, Mark Daly. How do we get to 28-20? That's just a high-scoring first half.
It's a high-scoring first half, and it started off with Columbia Central striking first. Ellison had a 6-yard run. That made it 7-0 at 9:25 in the first, 7:04 in the first. They go up 14-0 with Ellison again off a 1-yard run. Now, mind you, these are just set up off a series of long runs. Actually, that second score was set up off of a Michigan Center fumble deep in Columbia Central territory, so they didn't have much work to do in order to get the other seven on the board. 4:15 of the first, Kyron Lane, 50-yard TD run. That makes it 7-0 after the extra point. 106 left in the first. You had number three, Ethan Applegate, doing a 62-yard reception for Michigan Center, tying it up at 14 apiece. Ellison again getting the yards, getting them into a short yardage position by the end zone and putting them up 21-14 after a 1-yard TD run. And then Michigan Center answers. Bodie Atkins, 8 yards, and then they missed the extra point after that. So then we're sitting at 21-20 with Columbia Central on top. Ellison, once again, they started that after a penalty. They started that deep in their own territory. A bunch of penalties during that drive on both teams. But They're able to keep the ball, keep the possession, chew up the clock, and with 20 seconds left to go, Ellison punches it in from less than a yard out, making it 28-20 after the extra point. So after having a relatively clean game last week, this week we've got five penalties in the first half for Michigan Center. 15 yards, 15 yards, 15 yards, 5 yards, 1 yard. And then Central, three penalties, 15, 2, and 10 on the field for the Eagles. So a lot of penalty yards on the field tonight.
Bands performing right now, the Marching Golden Eagles got some halftime scores. The Battle Creek, Harper Creek Beavers up 35-3 on Northwest at halftime. Tecumseh up 28-13 against Jay High. Three to go in the first half. Final, East Jackson 21, Homer 20. And then for college football, Kansas on top of Illinois 14-0 in that game. So we're going to step aside 3 minutes. We're going to take you into, or 2 minutes. 2 minutes. We'll take you into this week in MHSAA. Then come back after a couple minute break. Get you set up for second half of week three. K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Don't put that down the drain. It'll get clogged.
It's fine. I've never had any issues with the drains in this house.
Told ya.
Great. What am I going to do now?
Call Minute Maid Sewer and Drain. Not only have we been family-owned and operated since 1999, we can take care of all your residential and commercial drain cleaning needs without draining your wallet. Currently offering 15% off services. For 24/7, 365, same-day reliable service, call Minute Maid Sewer and Drain. Online at MinuteMaidSewer.com. Minute Maid Sewer and Drain. We open drains that others can't.
Is your driveway or parking lot in rough shape? Call the experts at Wolverine Seal Coating today. Asphalt repavement can be very expensive, but can be avoided with simple yearly maintenance to keep your parking lot or driveway looking good and make it last for years to come. Wolverine Seal Coating uses quality materials to make your repairs last. Their commitment to high quality and professional excellence makes them the leader in the industry. Wolverine Seal Coating handles all commercial and residential repairs. Call Wolverine Seal Coating today for your estimate, 962-4261, or online at WolverineSealCoating.com.
County National Bank is your community bank, providing personalized financial solutions and reinvesting in our communities. From checking and savings accounts to loans and mortgages, all the way to investment planning and retirement solutions, we're here to help you reach your goals. With local leadership and a team of dedicated, knowledgeable bankers, we are committed to our community. Let's work together. Learn more at cnbb.bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Is your resume not getting interviews? Are your interviews not getting you job offers? You might be missing that one small piece that would set you apart. I'm Sheila with the College and Career Access Center of Jackson. From career exploration to resumes, cover letters, and interview practice, the College and Career Access Center can help you make that giant leap forward into your next job. Stop in and see one of our five advisors inside the Target wing of Jackson Crossing, located across from H&R Block.
Football finals move back one day, and soccer finals are now at one location. I'm John Ross, and this is This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid. The MHSAA football finals will be played Saturday and Sunday, November 25th and 26th this year, a day later than they are traditionally played. This is to accommodate the Michigan State-Penn State game that will be played at Ford Field on Friday, November 24th. As always, the Lions play Thanksgiving Day, and this year they host the Packers. Because of the change, the schedule for the 2 days of the MHSAA Finals is not yet set, as consideration will be given to teams that are not allowed to play on Sundays. But there will be no change to the TV and radio broadcasts of the Finals. All eight 11-player Finals will air live on Bally Sports Detroit, and all football Finals will be available to listen to via MHSAANetwork.com. Also, the eight-player finals will stream live on the NFHS Network, and those games will be once again played at the Superior Dome in Marquette on Saturday, November 18th. The football postseason will start Friday, October 27th, and it's never too early to start looking at playoff points. To see how your favorite team stacks up, just go to MHSAA.com, click football, and then playoff points. 10 teams will be looking to defend their titles from last year, Martin an eight-player, and then Grand Rapids South Christian, Gladwin, Grand Rapids West Catholic, Jackson Lumen Christi, and Ottawa Lake Whiteford, an 11-player. And then an 11-player, you've got Belleville, Warren De La Salle Collegiate, and Detroit Martin Luther King, all looking for a third straight title. and Powers North Central will be gunning for a 4-straight crown in the 8-player Division II. It's time for Game Balls, when we highlight a trio of standout performances from last week. First, a pair of sophomores from Brownstown Woodhaven, Pierce Scheffler and Alex Vasquez, finished 3rd and 4th overall at the Downriver Watermelon Run, helping the Warriors to a first-place team finish. Flint Kearsley's Isaiah Gatica scored the game winner with 50 seconds left in a 4-3 soccer win over Goodrich. It was Isaiah's first career goal for the Hornets. And a Mason Southland of Muskegon Mona Shores, she shot an event-best 40, leading the Sailors to victory in the season's first OK Green Golf Jamboree.
For high school seniors, the matchup of the year isn't on the field. It's actually online. That's right. When you fill out the FAFSA, you know, the free application for federal student aid, you could also be eligible for thousands of dollars in additional money from the Michigan Achievement Scholarship. Yep, nearly 80% of students who fill out the FAFSA may be eligible. Now that's a matchup we can all root for. Get started today at michigan.gov/achievement. The Michigan Achievement Scholarship. It's a game changer.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with registered official Paige Winnie.
There's a new rule in volleyball regarding the wearing of jewelry. Previously, participants were not allowed to wear stud or post-like jewelry, such as earrings, even if they were covered by tape. But now, stud or post-like jewelry worn above the chin is allowed. Stud earrings are now allowed to be worn during play and do not need to be covered by tape. Hoop-style jewelry, such as hoop earrings, are still not allowed, even if covered by tape. If a player is wearing hoop earrings, the coach will be issued an administrative yellow card for the first offense and a red card for a second offense in that set. Items such as a medical alert medal or a religious medal must be taped to the body and can be visible during play.
Thanks, Paige. Now more than ever, we need officials. If you're interested, please go to the MHSAA website now to register. There is a change to the boys' soccer finals this fall as well. All 4 divisions will be played on a single day at a single location, with Grand Ledge High School hosting the 4 title games on Saturday, November 4th. In years past, 2 games each have been played at 2 separate locations. This year, Division 4 will kick things off at 10 a.m., followed by Division 3 at 12:30. Division 2 will play at 3 p.m., and the day concludes with the Division 1 title matchup at 5:30. Rochester Adams, Richland Gull Lake, Holland Christian, and Muskegon Western Michigan Christian are the 4 schools looking to repeat as champions this fall. The soccer postseason starts with districts on October 11th. Semifinals will be played Wednesday, November 1st, and the season ends November 4th at Grand Ledge High School. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us. I'm John Ross, and we'll see you next week.
Don't put that down the drain. It'll get clogged.
It's fine. I've never had any issues with the drains in this house.
Told ya.
Great. What am I going to do now?
Call Minute Main Sewer and Drain. Not only have we been family-owned and operated since 1999, we can take care of all your residential and commercial drain cleaning needs without draining your wallet. Currently offering 15% off services. For 24/7, 365, same-day reliable service, call Minute Main Sewer and Drain. Online at MinuteMainSewer.com. Minute Main Sewer and Drain. We open drains that others can't.
Hi, I'm Phil Tripp.
And I'm Barb Tripp from Tripp's Collision Centers in Jackson, Lansing, and East Lansing.
A lot of body shops are telling people it could take 4, even 5 weeks before they can even get a chance to look at your car. With our 3 convenient locations, if we can get the parts needed, Tripp's can get you back on the road fast and safely.
At Tripp's Collision, the right repair is no accident.
Tripp's Collision Center, 2999 West Michigan Avenue.
You're listening to High School Football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3. Now, let's send it back to the press box with Joe Cassidy and Mark Daly.
K105.3 Football Frenzy, 28-20. We are just seconds away from the second half, week 3 of Football Frenzy kicking off. Thank you so much to all of our amazing sponsors. You can head on over to K1053.com/footballfriends and get yourself entered for a chance to win $1,053 with our amazing sponsors on the broadcast with us. College and Career Access Center, Michigan Center Schools joining us tonight, Fuller's Chem Dry Clothing Carousel, Wolverine Seal Coating, Trips Collision Center, Grimes Plumbing Ghost Energy Drink, AeroQuip Credit Union, Double Chiropractic, Dahlenberger, Blue Ox Credit Union, pregame postgame sponsor, Kelly Express Mart, Willby Transit Mix, Summer Orthodontics, Liquid Death Sparkling Water, Northwest Community Schools, Jackson College, Performance Automotive Northwest, first half and second half brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain, L Road Plastics, all on the broadcast with us.
Weren't you supposed to bring that Liquid Death tonight? That was you. That was on your to-do list.
Was that on my to-do list?
Yeah. Where's our Liquid Death?
Liquid died. It's alive, actually.
Okay. Yeah. I know it's not here.
It's not here, but it's alive.
Okay.
That's why it's not here, because it's alive.
Put that on your to-do list. Mark that in your calendar.
I'm going to have to mark that in my calendar. Also had to mark it in my calendar because I completely forgot. I want to give a huge shout-out to my amazing niece and nephew, McKenna and Bodie, listening in right now.
Uncle Joe.
Uncle Joe. Make me go broke, man. 12 minutes on the clock for the third quarter. Kick is away. That is a boot. Dropping at the 25-yard line. Cutting it back to the inside and drop past the 30-yard line. It appears at about the 32-yard line where Michigan Center will take over.
Blake Hoskins came from behind to make the stop on that one.
Michigan Center will...
You know, Joe, I always get a kick out of it when you comment somebody else on their kicking ability.
The 32.
Okay. Listen, I'm not...
Go ahead.
I'm not great. I'm not great at kicking.
You know what? You're good at what you're good at.
I don't... What am I good at?
You're good at this.
Eh. Appreciate that, Mark. You're really good at this, too. And going to be a designed toss to Kyron Lane. Kyron Lane going to be dropped. 22-yard line. That's a huge loss.
That was number 8, Mason Chubakowski, making the stop for Columbia Central. Big solo stop against one of the most talented bodies on the field here today in Kyron Lane.
So every kickoff, should I just say further than I can kick it?
I mean, that would be accurate. No matter what type of kickoff we have.
We don't know my full abilities.
Yeah, I do. Yes, I do. Seen it a couple times.
Jeez. 11:05 to go. Curling to his left in the boot is Howard. He has a man open. Going to get that 7 yards back that they lost. 3rd and 10 coming up.
It was just brought down by a sea of blue jerseys out there on the far side. Getting really close back to the original line of scrimmage on that one.
Third down.
Third and long.
Third and...
Oh, they're going to give them...
But we've seen they've got plays that can cover this ground and then some.
Third and 11, so he doesn't get the whole 7 back. He will get the 6, though. To the line. Out of the gun, single setback. One split all the way to the right. One man in motion, that's Kyron Lane, fakes the give. Howard has a man, looks to make a couple moves, and no moves will get him out of that trouble. 3 blue jerseys were right there, 4th and 10 coming up.
And they bring him down in bounds, too.
About a 2-yard loss.
So that's a fourth.
Fourth down.
That's a fourth and real long for Michigan Center.
That's a fourth, and I wouldn't try to go for it. That's the kind of fourth. With 9:45 in counting, clock is rolling. So a 3 and out is what?
There was some movement.
Isn't it kind of crazy? That was a call last night. Everyone but the center.
Huh. Well, I didn't see too much movement on the white side of things, but on the yellow and blue side of things, there was a lot of bodies crossing that line of scrimmage.
Well, it's a 4th and 14 right now, so that would make it a 4th and 9, and that's exactly what the call is. I mean, does this change your mind? Do you go for it? Do you punt it still?
Oh, man. Yeah, Yeah, you really don't want Columbia Central to pull away. And so far you've shown that you've been able to slow them down, but you haven't been able to stop them for Michigan Center. But it looks like they're still going to punt.
It's a bit of a low snap, but he does get it off. An absolute boot further and higher than I can kick. How's that, Mark?
I guess I've never seen you punt.
Fair catch down.
It's not great. Not bad, but it's not great. Going to be down at the 35-yard line. Just going to be fair caught.
Lost phone here in the booth. Found in the far bleacher area.
Lost phone, huh? Don't you hate the lost and found? 9:29.
Camouflage case.
Well, if you know anyone that's here at the game that has a camouflage iPhone case, don't text them. They're not going to respond to you right now. First and 10 from the 35-yard line. Out of the gun. Single setback, two split to the right, one to the left. Some movement on that that front line for Michigan Center, but quickly back.
They're taking their time, being patient with the call here.
Bit of a high snap, but it will be to Ellison. Ellison going to maybe pick up a pair of yards.
Yeah, it was number three able to get through on the stop for Michigan Center. Ethan Applegate real quick across the line of scrimmage to make the stop. Wrap him up. Yeah, he was drug about a yard or so.
About one.
And that's not a good sign. Ellison limping to the sideline. He's going to get himself looked at. Hopefully he's okay. Hopefully just a cramp.
That's a game changer if he doesn't come back in.
Two split to the left. Man of motion to the right. It'll be a give to the left side. Cuts it back inside where he's going to find himself past the 40-yard line down to the 41. That is number two, Nick Richardson, the junior.
That was number 64, Blake Short, making short work of that one.
Good for 4 yards.
42-3. The Battle Creek, Harper Creek Beavers on top of Northwest at the end of the third quarter.
Wow.
.8:15 and counting left here in our game. Columbia Central driving right now with a 3rd and 5 from their own 41-yard line. But they're up 8. Michigan Center showing that they're going to rush. And man open. They're going to say he...
Waiting for the call. We were talking about it.
Waiting to see. It didn't look like he caught it.
Columbia Central sideline saying it's a catch. Nope, officials. The ones that matter are the ones that are wearing the black and white striped shirts, and they say that was a no-go on the catch.
I'd say from my angle, at least, I'm sure from your angle, too, it didn't look like it was close.
I don't know how you could see it because it happened right down here and right in front of the guys. I just couldn't see that angle from the field.
Well, that's going to bring up a 4th and 5 from their own 41-yard line. Looks like they will be going. Nope, they're going to be punting. Very, very smart to punt up 8 from their own 43-yard line.
Already stopped them once. Feel like you can stop them again.
Almost a blocked punt, and that's going to take end over end down to the 31-yard line and die at about the 20-yard line.
That was number 11, who went to pick it up, Bodie Atkins, and thought better of it after it bounced around on the ground a couple times. Just cleared his way away. And they got a little bit of a field to work with here.
The ball just in front of the 20-yard line, but not close enough to the 21 to give the extra yard. So we're going to see how the Cardinals can do with 80 yards in front of them. You got to think the air raid offense is coming.
Trying to see where Ellison is on the sideline. Oh, he's standing up. He's away from the trainer now.
And brought down is Kyron Lane off of a big hit. Maybe finds himself a half yard, maybe.
That was Mason Chibikowski again making the stop. Lane, a big lick.
Tackle finished.
Joel Grisham Mason just saying hi to us here. Mid-Michigan Bridal Expo happening this weekend. We had it on the KMO 5.3 morning show today.
And I will actually be covering that. So if you want to stop on out to the Mid-Michigan Bridal Expo, I'll have some Cable 5.3 swag to be given away. Rolling out to his left side is Howard. Howard going to launch it for Lane. Lane in a diving effort, 5 yards past the sticks. Too much.
Yeah, just a little too much mustard and not the accuracy that we're used to seeing so far tonight on that one.
7:04. 28-20. Michigan Center facing that third down and 10. What do you think they dial up here, Mark?
Well, you got
third and 10 from the 20-yard line.
Third and 10. I think you dial up Kyron Lane. I think that's a safe call. And it's worked for him a few times tonight.
Either Lane or Clemens. Empty setback. Howard out of the pocket. He's going to fumble on the ground. It's picked up, and a lineman picks it up and is finally taken down at the 15-yard line. That could have been a very, very heroic moment for that young man, but unfortunately, reality caught up rather quick.
You know, linemen get the ball occasionally in practice. It doesn't happen often in the game. Well, I mean, he saved him a few yards. Saved him a few yards on that one.
Saved him a turnover because that was a very, very close.
Did save him a turnover for sure.
Fourth and 15.
Fourth and 15 from their own 16-yard line. Okay, they are punting. There's a man standing at midfield. The ball will make it to midfield exactly where it's returned. Now, down to the 41-yard line. They're saying his knee was down. That's number 7, Brendan Bernstein.
Well, we'll see where they actually spot the ball. Yeah, they're saying that right there at the
ball
49.
Down at the 49-yard line.
I didn't see him go down, but...
Oh, Michigan Center.
So we've had a couple offensive series on both sides here that have seemed to have stalled. Well, two for Michigan Center, one for Columbia Central that seemed to have kind of stalled to start off the second half. We haven't really had the fireworks that we had in the first half.
We're almost halfway through this second half.
Third quarter.
And no scoring yet. It was a very high-scoring affair in that first half. That's how we got to 28-20. And it does look like Ellison is just fine because he just picked up a handful of yards for those Eagles.
Yeah, got about half of what they needed. Maybe a little bit short of that. But, yeah, he came out limping, was on the bench, got looked at by the trainer, and he was popped back up. He was on the sideline during that defensive series.
It's going to be
second. And, yeah, it's like he didn't even lose a step.
He's going to pick up 5 off of that first down run. So it's going to be 2nd and 5 from their own 45. From the Michigan Center 45-yard line. And Ellison going straight up the gut. Once again, they're going to be just about a half a yard shy of the sticks. A very short 1 yard to go.
Boy, he followed his blockers and was just patient. Had his hand on their back before he had an opportunity to pop it out to the left to pick up another 3. Just some great running, great football sense for Ellison on that one.
That's as close as really you can get to that first down marker without being the first down marker. Like that
football length.
Like that chain gang member and then that marker member. Definitely very close friends right now.
Well, it looks like Columbia Central is going to have a little longer to go on this fourth down. There was some movement on that line.
Well, that friendship between the down marker and the sticks is short-lived for now.
Penalty on
4:51 to go.
It's going to make a 3rd and 5.
Still up 28-20. And we did have an update just during our halftime. It was 28-20 Tecumseh over Jackson. Still waiting on score updates from that. Out of the gun, single setback. 1 split to the left, 3 to the right. Takes the snap. O'Neal going to pitch it to Ellison. Ellison going to find himself.
Oh, he's close. Looks like he might be a little short. Yeah, they're standing right on that 40-yard line.
They're going to say no, he doesn't have it. They're going to say it's fourth and inches.
7:16 left in the third quarter. Lumen Christie 28, Gull Lake nothing.
It's going to be
Tecumseh 28, Jackson 20 at the half. Thank you, Ratch, for the scores on those two contests.
Tom Ratchford, what a man. Lovely human being. Thank you so much, Tom Ratchford. Or as I know you as, Mr. Ratchford. Timeout.
Think about it.
Oh, yeah. And I completely agree with that. We're going to step aside 30 seconds ourselves, 28-20. Columbia Central Ball on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Hi, this is Jeff Bontrager, superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you, Jackson County, to the fall high school sports season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest Go Mounties.
You're listening to High School Football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3. Now, let's send it back to the press box with Joe Cassidy and Mark Daly.
K105.3 Football Frenzy, 28-20. It is Joe Cassidy alongside the Mark W. Daly. And Columbia Central looking to possibly add another to the board.
Well, they've got fourth and one right now. They're at midfield. You've got a Michigan Center offense that seems to have stalled the second half. Your offense has kind of stalled a little bit this half. It's kind of time to impose your will and just get this yard and keep your offense on the field.
A stacked box, and it'll be a handout to Ellison. Ellison going to have the first down. He's still on his feet. Foot race, 25, 20, 10, 5 in the end zone. Braden Ellison, 5 touchdowns for that young man.
I have no idea how he got through the offensive line and the defensive line untouched. Everybody was just stacked in the box. He just shot out like a cannon, found the end zone untouched the entire way.
That was a slingshot for 40-yard touchdown scamper. That is his fourth touchdown. I'm pretty sure I had it right.
Well, you'll probably have it right eventually. He's going to put another one on the board before the game's over.
Kick is up away, and it is good. It is 35-20, 3:39 left. Columbia Central in the driver's seat. Let's see if Michigan Center can pull things closer. Back in 60 on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Hard work gives us power. Hard work makes us strong. Blue Ox Credit Union puts our membership up where they belong.
Hello, I'm Jessica Webb, the Business Development Manager with Blue Ox Credit Union. We are committed to providing quality financial services that will improve and make an impact on the lives of our members and the communities we serve. We are always accepting new members. Membership is open to anyone who lives, works, worships, or attends school in the state of Michigan. Become a member online at blueoxcu.org or stop at any branch location to get started. Choose Blue and experience the credit union difference today.
Blue Ox Credit.
You're listening to High School Football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3. Now, let's send it back to the press box with Joe Cassidy and Mark Daly.
The return, taking it to the left side and tripped up number 24 for Michigan Center. That is, I thought I had it. It was taken. There, Travis Collins is the freshman.
At 25-yard line, starting spot now for the Michigan Center Cardinals, finding themselves in a 15-point hole. We've seen this offense. They can do this. They can do this quickly. They're very explosive. They don't take a whole lot of time off the clock, but they get done what they need to get done when they want to do it. We saw that in the first half. So I'm anticipating your question. I'm saying you dial up Kyron Lane again.
First and 10 from their own 25-yard line. Rolling to his right is Howard. Howard has a man over the hands And waiting hands of Brennan forward, incomplete.
Just went right through him. I mean, that was a good thrown pass. Maybe a little bit high, but certainly within the area of it being catchable. And he had a little bit of green space in front of him, too.
That's unfortunate. Couldn't bring it down. Howard, 6 foot, 163-pound senior, his intended target, number 20. Brennan Forward, 5'8", 152-pound sophomore. So definitely the age difference there and the size difference as well. If that would have been Kyron Lane or Hunter Clemens, both over 6 feet tall, that's brought in. Out of the gun, turns to his left. He has a man past the stick, still on his feet, finally dragged down after about 15-yard pickup. I believe that's Clemens. That is not Clemens. That is, in fact, Ethan Applegate.
Oh, I see a flag down.
Run by number 3, Ethan Applegate.
Flag down, thanks to our spotter here flag at Columbia Central. See some hardware. See some laundry on the far side right there on the 30-yard line.
I wonder what it's going to be this time.
Now they're stepping it off. They're moving center backwards.
Holding. Well, there's been no shortage of penalties for tonight.
Yeah, that's another big one. That's another big one.
Brings it down to the 20-yard line.
So that's going to be an official loss of 5 after a pickup of 15. So it'll be a second down and 15. So not as bad a field position after you picked up that 15, but he also just picked up that 15. And yeah, get it back. Howard drops back in the pocket. He has a man open. That's Kyron Lane. Kyron Lane, he's working his magic. He's past midfield, 40, 30. It's a foot race, 20, 15, 10, 5. House call, Kyron Lane, number 2 of the evening.
Wide open, right in the middle of the field. Ran that crossing route. That ball was on a bullet. On a rope right to him. Laser shot in his hands. And he was just gone. From that point on, just gone. Gets the score when Michigan Center needed it the most. Now, boy, you probably go for the 2 here, I'm thinking.
Looks like they're lining up for a field goal, but if it was me, given that's why I don't coach football, I just talk it, I'd go for it. But you got to get the points where you can.
So that was what, from the 25-yard line?
It's a low snap, and it's blocked! It's a 9-point game with 3:01 to go here in the third quarter, 35-26. Columbia Central looking to get the ball back, possibly add another one on the board, back in 60 on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Midwest Vehicle Group, with quality vehicles for all budgets, perfect for the first-time buyer. They are a Carfax Advantage dealer. All vehicles have comprehensive, clean Carfax reports. A trusted source for pre-owned vehicles. Just check the Google reviews. Midwest Vehicle Group, a Michigan Center-made company at 4120 Page Avenue in Michigan Center. Online at MidwestVehicleGroup.com. Like them on Facebook. Midwest Vehicle Group wishes both football teams the best of luck in the game tonight.
Ghost Energy Drink is here. Introducing the Ghost Energy Drink, the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink we have all been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial flavors. Available in many flavors like Sour Patch Kids, Blue Raspberry and Red Berry, Warhead Sour Watermelon, Tropical Mango, Citrus, Bubblicious Strawberry Splash, and Orange Cream. Ghost Energy Drink, the feel-good energy drink you need to get through your day.
You're listening to High School Football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3. Now, let's send it back to the press box with Joe Cassidy and Mark Daly.
35-26 after a blocked PAT, but an absolute dime. That was on a zip line.
That was awesome. I mean, that was just accurate. It was no arc to it, just a bullet to him.
And that is a kick that is a lot further than I can ever go. Feel it at the 8-yard line. Bringing it up is Pilichinski. Pilichinski past the 20. They might give him the 21. They will. .255 to go.
By number 32, Boston Pilichinski.
Final score, 55-10. Harper Creek over Northwest.
down to the 21.
It looks like they had another short game for Captain and the Professor. Well, if you're Columbia Central, I think on this possession, you're probably going for more of the same. You're going to control the clock. You're going to control the tempo. You're going to keep it on the ground.
Out of the gun. Two split to his left. Now one to his right. It'll be a handoff. Slips briefly, but still on his feet. That's number two, Nick Richardson, who's going to pick up a nice chunk of that 10 yards, possibly about seven.
Hayden Hinkle, first one there for the Cardinals to wrap him up, and then a handful of other jerseys to kind of finish it off.
Oh.
But, yeah, that was a good chunk on first play. That seems to be kind of the MO for Columbia Central here tonight. When they've been able to keep control of the game and control of the tempo, they're getting those big chunks on the first down. And then a couple little picks before they get the little pick at the yardage before they get the first down. What do we got here?
It's a second and one.
Timeout.
Timeout on the field. Michigan Center timeout. We're going to step aside 30 seconds, 2:08 to go. Columbia Central with the ball, looking to add to this 9-point lead on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Dirty carpets? Gross! Imagine what you can't see crawling all over your floors and furniture. Allergens and bacteria. Ugh! Fuller's ChemDry will keep your home healthier. If staying healthy is important to you, start at home. Call Fuller's ChemDry for affordable, healthy sanitizing. Fuller's ChemDry. Drier. Cleaner. Healthier. Online at chem-dry.net. Follow Fuller's ChemDry on Facebook or call 783-4634.
You're listening to High School Football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3. Now, let's send it back to the press box with Joe Cassidy and Mark Daly.
K105.3 Football Frenzy, it's Joe Cassidy, Mark Daly with 2 minutes and counting to go here, 35-26. Low snap out of the gun, but it is a handoff for Richardson. Richardson going to hop over a guy, but then land on one of his guys. We'll pick up the first down, though.
Moves the sticks for good positive yard. Looks like Braylon Brown getting attention from a couple of the staff on the far side for Michigan Center.
Good play, first down.
We're hoping he's all right. Buck 35 and counting to go. 36. Looks like there's the athletic trainer's cart going to the other side of the field, so we'll keep him in our thoughts as it's a low snap. Hand up the middle. This is Ellison. Ellison making a move. Ellison still on his feet down at midfield. A pickup of 14 yards.
Ethan Applegate finally the one to bring him down and make the stop. But, man, he picked up a good chunk. Just following his blockers, finding the open lanes and the open paths to run. You see a lot of running backs at this level. If they don't have what's in front of them, then they run backwards and he's just always eyes forward, head forward, shoulders square and forward, and just finding the open lanes and always moving forward.
First down at midfield as we approach 45 seconds left here in the third quarter. It's 35-26. Columbia Central on top by 9 at midfield, and that's going to be handoff to Ellison. Ellison still on his feet, has the sticks once again, finally stumbles backwards down to the 36-yard line. Another pickup of 14, another first down.
Another first down for Michigan Center, and that was 64. Blake Short able to get the stop, wrap him up, and
good for a golden keep him first down.
Keep him somewhat contained.
So now as we're approaching 15 seconds and counting, it's looking like they're going to take it all the way down to the end of the third quarter. Oh, nope, they're going to try to rush to the line. See if they can get a game or they can get a playoff. 3-2-1. What an absolute troll move right there to get everyone up to the line.
That was funny.
That's the end of the third quarter, 35-26.
If they would have snapped it quickly, they had 12 men on the field there for the Cardinals. They snapped that. They set themselves up with better field position.
I don't think Coach Zaborowski was going to do that to his old friend, Coach Troy Allen. We're going to step aside 30 seconds, come back for the final 12 minutes, 35-26, and Columbia Central's rolling on top on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
What will you find at Clothing Carousel? Name brand fashions at unbelievable prices. Clothing Carousel has fall clothing for the entire family and is now accepting all fall consignments. Check out the large selection of fall clothing already in stock. Hurry in to shop for the best selection to update your look. Clothing Carousel also carries Andrew's Rustic Aroma 100% soy candles in a variety of fall scents like banana nut, leaves, toasted pumpkin spice latte, and maple pecan waffle. Clothing Carousel on the corner of 5th and Franklin in Jackson.
You're listening to High School Football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3. Now, let's send it back to the press box with Joe Cassidy and Mark Daly.
K105.3 Football Frenzy. We are three quarters in, one more frame to go. It is 35-26, Columbia Central, 36 yards away from another score. We got an out-of-town score update, however, though.
28-0, Lumen getting the win over Gull Lake. Great start for the Titans this year.
Oh, absolutely. They are on a roll, 3-0, as opposed to last season starting 0-3 and then just cleaning table the rest of the way through.
A Michigan center saw them up close and personal. Game one of the season.
Out of the gun. Single setback. Two split to the right. This is a handoff to Ellison. Ellison still on his feet. Finally dragged down past the 35-yard line.
That was number 54, Jordan Krause, getting the stop there for that Cardinal defense. And when we see it like only a five-yard run on first down for Ellison, that's kind of a short first down for him. He's used to getting the, somewhere in the 7 to 8 yard range.
We're seeing the ball spotted about the 32-yard line. Clock is rolling, 11:20 to go, and it'll be a handoff to Richardson. Richardson just puts his helmet and lowers his shoulder into the Michigan Center Cardinal defender, and he's going to pick up the sticks after that.
Took a couple Cardinals with them, but it was Chase Short, first one there to make the stop for that center defense, but sticks move, and it's still positive forward motion for this Columbia Central offense with their very impressive ground attack tonight.
They've seldom threw it in the, put it in the air. They've maybe had a handful of pass attempts?
Like two maybe on the night.
Out of the gun, single setback, two split to the left, empty set to the right. There'll be another handoff to Ellison. Ellison, however, this time met right at the line. And taken out by four jerseys.
Yeah, the entire offensive line. I'm sorry, the entire defensive line coming in to make the stop on that one. Had to have been missed assignments across the board for the O-line for Columbia Central.
Well, that feels like that's the only way that Michigan Center can possibly handle Ellison, because Ellison has just been churning and getting those gritty yards.
It all starts with that offensive line. That's what Zaborowski has told us every time we've talked to him. He's really proud of his offensive line. They do the work in the offseason. They're a big front for their offense, and they've had the success because of those guys up front.
Going to be a handoff to Ellison. Ellison breaks a few tackles. He's going to be past the sticks for another first down. They're marking him down at the 10-yard line. Pick up a 14.
Just a little bit shy of the 10-yard line. I feel like he'll be able to get a first down without getting a touchdown here on this one if they're able to keep it moving. But that was it's like he's been making his money running up the gut tonight. But that was one of the rare times they put Ellison out around the edge. And able just to move it forward, move around the bodies, and get the first down.
They have just been imposing that run game, Will, that they couldn't find against Napoleon last week.
Napoleon's just a different beast than the Cascades this year.
Out of the gun. Single setback. Another handoff this time. I believe that's Pilichinski. We'll wait. We will
made
see.
It up to almost a five. That's just a big pile. That's what we call a scrum. I don't even think anybody was on the ground that time. It was just two forces meeting each other and stopping at the five-yard line.
Pilichinski is going to be marked down at about the six-yard line, so a pickup of four.
Gain of four on the play. Going to be second and six.
Thanks to our spotter here at Columbia Central. Ellison's getting work down on the sideline here.
Uh-oh. I saw there was someone down there. I just didn't see who it was. So this is Pilichinski now.
Stretching out that ham.
Pilichinski, the freshman at RB2, really getting his workhorse carries in as he's going to find himself spinning around up to the goal line. Ball pops out, but they're saying he's down just shy of the goal line. The official was 3 yards away from the ball.
Yeah, he said it was down. He was on the ground. Ball pops out. Of course, that causes everybody to have a little feeding frenzy up here when we see a fumble.
Oh, yeah.
But, no, he was down, but right there at the goal line.
That ball popped out, but he was down. And now I gotta think you throw Pilichinski back in there just to get him to pay dirt, though. But it is going to be Ellison back. Pick up touchdown, I believe number six of the evening alone. Out of the gun.
It's right up the gut. That just shiny back. Quarter. There it is.
And he's there. He is not there. They're saying he's marked down at about the same spot where they just were.
Yeah, they had it at third and three. So we're fourth and maybe about 6 inches at this point.
This run prevent defense is really stepping up right now for Michigan Center. Can they hold on this last one? Because they're running out of time. They're down nine with under seven to go now.
Well, I mean, this is a win-win situation for you if you're Columbia Central. If you don't punch it in, you just chewed up a bunch of clock. If you do punch it in, you chewed up a bunch of clock, and you got another score. It's a two-score game right now for Michigan Center. So they need to make a stop here, and they need to move quickly.
Gets the snap. That's Ellison. He's trying to churn up the gun, and he's going to be stuffed. Defense stepped up. They bend, but they don't break.
Flag on the play.
There's a flag on the play. Oh, and you see some frustration on the side of Michigan Center.
You had him.
Yeah, you had him stopped.
And this is a flag after the play, so this would not be Columbia Central ball if that was the case. If that's going to be an unsportsmanlike conduct or excessive celebration or anything of that sort.
Oh, Center celebrating. Center celebrating now.
We're all celebrating.
It's probably because, yeah, like you said, you know what? I hate to venture to guess. I'm thinking they're just happy they get to keep the ball.
I got to think that's what it is. Because we saw fist pumping. We saw Kyron Lane's helmet come off.
Personal foul.
Personal
yep.
foul
against
center.
So it's got to be some kind of extracurricular conversation going on down there.
But like you said, it was after the play was over, so they keep possession. They're just a matter of a couple feet closer to the goal line.
Well, had they just stuck with the stop, they would have been placed at about the two-yard line, but it's
half the distance to
it's looking like they're at the one.
Good for a Columbia Central first down and goal.
So they're down nine, and they have a lot of real estate to make up. That missed field goal is really, really coming back right now. Those two missed field goals, actually, are really coming back right now.
Yeah, well, you got it. Yeah, not field goal, extra points.
And Howard going to launch it. He has a man. That's Lane. Lane brings it down at the 35-yard line. Wow.
That's what we've seen practically all night long from this Michigan Center offense. They're not on the field that long. That's because they're getting 30 yards here, 40 yards there. And they just did it right here, basically out of their own end zone. They're at the 33 or 38.
Howard has an arm. They're going to say the 37-yard line out of the gun. Howard, he's moving. He's moving. He's throwing. He has a man who comes back for it at the Columbia Central 40-yard line. That is number 11, Bodie Atkins, first down.
Had to come back for it a little bit, but that's what made him open. He was covered 3 yards the other way. Ball slightly underthrown. He comes back for it. The defender keeps going in the direction he was running, and they're able to make the completion, move the sticks, and just like that, they're on their own side of the, they're on the Columbia Central side of the field.
They've barely taken any time off either. They're just now sitting under 5.5, and Howard going to take off. He's still on his feet. He's going to be close to the sticks. They're going to give him the first down, so clock's going to stop momentarily as they reset.
Run by number one, Lucas.
You know, yeah, you get the first down. He didn't have any of his guys open on that play, so he got the first down with his feet. The problem is once they set the chains, once they set the ball, that clock's going to keep moving again.
And clock is running now under 5 to go, 35-26. Columbia Central leading by 9, but Michigan Center looking to pull closer. Howard looking to his left, has no one. Looking to his right, has no one. Moving back to his left. He's just scrambling. He has a man open. That's Atkins. Atkins inside the 10. Going to slip at the 7. Still going on his feet, pushing forward. We're going to drop him at the 3-yard line. First down and goal.
Pass complete.
Well, he was just running for his life back here in the backfield. All three receivers had their hands up saying, hey, man, I'm open, I'm open. He actually found the guy
ball
right here.
The 3-yard line.
One quick little curl move, and he was gone. And he was gone. It was number two who was able to wrap him up to make that stop. Nick Richardson preventing the score for Columbia Central.
Approaching 4.5 to go. It's a first and goal from the 3-yard line. Do you think they just punch it in right now with via QB legs?
I doubt it. I think they're going to keep it in the air here.
No, it's going to be a pitch to Lane. Lane taking it inside into the end zone. That's 3. Count them. 1, 2, 3. A hat trick for not one player tonight with five touchdowns. But now 3 for Kyron Lane. Bringing it within 3 now. Could be 2.
Didn't have a whole lot of action that third quarter, but, man, this fourth quarter is it's a fun one.
This has been a heck of a time, Mark. And if I'm being honest, there's no one else I'd rather be doing it with. Well, 4:21 to go. Kick is up, away, and it is good. It is a 2-point game, 35-33, with 4:21 to go. Still plenty of time, back in 60 seconds on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Hello, this is Dr. Double. If you suffer from neck, shoulder, lower back, sciatica, headaches, we are the doctors for you. If you don't want to be looking at it, it's just a condition, we actually find your problem. What do you use more, your spine or your teeth? Well, of course, your spine. Think about how much damage has accumulated over time, which is creating your health problems. We examine for a condition and then treat that condition by doing a consultation, examination, and x-rays, and chiropractic adjustment. And for those who are afraid to get adjusted, we have computerized adjusting just for you to take away your fears. I'm Dr. Double. I want to keep your spine out of trouble. Check us out on doublechiropractic.com and like our Facebook page.
Deals galore at Dahlenberger's on Cooper. Now through the end of the summer, stop in and order new menu items, fish and chips, or the Dahlenberger's Fried Walleye Sammy. Order online on Mondays and Tuesdays and use code DNB25 for 25% off your entire order through the end of the month. Dahlenberger's now has a rewards program. Every dollar spent equals 1 point. Reach 50 points and receive $5 off your order. Now serving breakfast, Monday through Friday, 7 to 10:30 a.m. and Saturday and Sunday, 8 to 10:30 a.m. Check them out on Instagram at Dahlenberger's. Like them on Facebook or go to dollenburgers.com.
High school football on K105.3, WKHM-FM and WKHM-FM HD1, Brooklyn, Jackson.
K105.3 Football Frenzy, Joe Cassidy, Mark Daly, and oh my goodness, Mark.
Yeah, well, we got a 2-point difference here in a shootout tonight, 35-33 with 4:20 to go. Oh, man. I almost hate to put it back. If you're Michigan Center, I hate to put it back in that offensive hands because they just kill the clock.
Spencer Berkeypile going to send this one deep to the 5-yard line, fielded by Richardson. Richardson making a cut, and he's tripped up just after the 20-yard line. Going to mark him down at the 23. where the Columbia Central Golden Eagles will take over.
23-yard line.
Well, Michigan Center.
It's going to be first down.
They've got two of their timeouts left for this half. We got over 4 minutes to go. You know, they've been able to, at times, stop this ground game for Columbia Central. But it's always been, I think we've only had one three and out for Columbia Central for tonight. For the most part, they've been able to chew up that clock. Ellis is on the sideline right now. Not where you want your guy. He's got some tightness in his legs, trying to work that out.
Going to be a handoff. This is Pilichinski. Pilichinski going to find himself up close to the 30-yard line.
He's keeping it up the middle, keeping it between the tackles, letting that clock run. Yeah, you got a good chunk of yardage off that. You picked up about seven. The rest of this is very manageable on this set of downs.
Make sure to tune in to the post-game show brought to you by Kelly Express Mart. This first and second half brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain. They open drains that others can't. Title sponsor, True Community Credit Union. Out of the gun. Two split to the right, one to the left. Hand off to Pilichinski. Pilichinski going to find himself past the 30-yard line now, but just shy of the sticks.
Well, clock keeps moving. You got 3.5 left here. And now you're just about foot and a half away from a fresh set of downs.
They got to really clamp down defensively here for the Cardinals.
Trying to see where Ellison is. I didn't see if he made it back in or if he's still on the sidelines. I think he's on the sidelines. They're on the up. Oh, no. That's number 32 we're looking at. Ellison's back in.
That's the guy who you want. Ellison has been running wild tonight, and Ellison looking to do it again. He's going to have the first down this time. Starts tripping at the 35, finally falls just shy of the 40-yard line. Tripped up and still gained 4 yards.
Michigan Center was showing blitz on this side, too. They had the box stacked heavy on our side, and Ellison was still able to follow his blockers, find the room, get the positive yards that he needed, and then some for a fresh set of downs for Columbia Central.
So first and 10 from the 39-yard line. Approaching 2.25 to go. Out of the gun. Another handoff. And Ellison going to be stuffed at the line of scrimmage. They're going to give him about a foot.
One of the rare times on first down, they haven't gotten a good chunk of yardage. So now they got a little bit of work to do.
Going to bring up second down.
I see the clock has stopped. It feels like there's a timeout center.
There's a timeout. We're actually going to keep it here on the broadcast, so we don't want to miss a single second of this action. 2:03 left. It's a second and 10 from their own 39-yard line. Michigan Center has to figure out something down to 35-33. What are you doing if you're Coach Troy Allen?
Well, you're doing what you're doing right now on this possession. You just got him stopped on first down, which has been a hard thing to do all night long. So they've got second and long to do. You got to stop him again. Use your last time out. If you can get a turnover on downs here, or at least a punt, you know you can move that field in quick fashion, just slinging it in the air. So if you're Troy Allen, right now you're telling your guys to buckle down on defense, stop that run. Most likely, Central is going to be running it up the clock, or running it up the gut, and trying to run out that clock.
Let's see what Zaborowski has dialed up for a second down and 10 from his own 39-yard line. Man in motion, that's Richardson, who gets the handoff. Richardson taking a cut inside, but stuffed quickly after about a 3-yard pickup. Third and 7 coming up.
They had Ellison, the lead blocker, on that one. They tried to get the edge, and Center snuffed that out. Got a little bit of gain, but it's going to be 3rd and 7 for Columbia Central. And they haven't operated that much on 3rd and long in this game tonight.
Clock stop once again. We're still keeping it here on the broadcast. Now, on the other side of the ball, we were talking about Coach Troy Allen just a moment ago before they came out for that last play. If you're Coach Zaborowski, what are you saying to him? You got a minute 56 to kill. You're up two. And this team, this Michigan Center team, has been moving the ball effectively when they you know, pick up a few yards. They're not stopping. Like, Uncle Mo definitely sent them a text message during halftime. Third and seven at their own 42. What are you saying for Zaborowski?
This is an important timeout for them also. Even though Center called it, Columbia Central here needs us to kind of figure out what they're going to do, because you need to get these 7 yards. And I think you do what's been working all night long. You're resting it in the hands of your senior, who's gotten you a ton of yards tonight and a ton of points. That's going in Ellison's hands. Will it be up the gut? Will it be around the edge? We'll see. Whatever. But it's definitely going to stay on the ground.
It's got to be for 7 yards. Out of the gun. QB option. This is, they're going to say, hold up. Back them up. Third and 12 now. Oh, geez. Yep, they're walking it off. I didn't see the call, but
it's like Columbia Central can be backed up.
There it
false
is.
Start.
False start,
the
Columbia
Eagles.
Central.
So now you got
5 yard penalty.
Yeah.
Repeat, third down.
Third and 12 for Columbia Central.
Just heard someone say second down, but pretty sure it's third. It is third.
Wow. Are you going to sling it?
Yeah,
they tried that option off the corner, and that was going to get stuffed. Boy, you got a lot of yards to make up.
Out of the gun. One split to the right. Single setback. Three split to the left. It is a pass play. O'Neill has a man. And they're going to say incomplete.
Pass incomplete.
Wow, Mark.
Well, I had them with all three of the timeouts used, but maybe they still have one left on the table. I don't know.
That's going to be fourth and long.
Fourth and long. Boy, I tell you, you use that. You keep that on the ground. You force them to exhaust all of their timeouts.
I can't imagine Michigan Center not having a single timeout left.
Man, they got two guys back deep. Yeah, they're looking to get yards on the return here.
And
short punt.
Punt is end over end and takes a friendly bounce for Michigan Center, landing at the 41-yard line. Decent field position down two, Mark.
Good spot for Center to be right now.
Michigan Center.
So now if you're Columbia Central, your eyes are on number four. He's been the thorn in your side all night long. Your eyes and your attention's on Kyron Lane. Yeah, because we've seen it. He gets in the open field, he's gone. The other ones, you've got a chance to contain them and stop them if they are, you know, if they catch the ball. You know it's going in the air, without a doubt. Going in the air right now. Just got to stop Kyron Lane if you're Columbia Central.
A minute 45 separates the winner of week three. Football Frenzy. It's swing past it. Lane has the sticks. Lane still on his feet, lowering his shoulder. Past the 40-yard line. Going to mark him down at the 35-yard line.
Number four, Kyron Lane.
It's that same play that we saw a lot last year. We're seeing right now. They pitch it out. It's a quick throw out to Kyron Lane on the far side. Is over there all by himself. And he just makes the blue jerseys miss. Once he gets going, gets that full head of steam, they can't bring him down.
That play effective for 34 yards. Only took 8 seconds off the clock, out of the gun, rolling to his right. And throws incomplete with a man coming at him as Lucas Howard. So second and 10 coming up.
Yeah, he was feeling the heat. He just threw it in an area where he didn't have any receivers, able to get it out of bounds too. So stop the clock, over a minute to go. You got three more downs to get to get 10 yards.
And on comes a big body that we saw quite a bit last week. We can call quite a bit last week. Tajon Majors.
Yeah, we haven't said his name much this week. He was definitely an impact guy.
And they're going to push center back 5 yards.
Is there a penalty we missed? I didn't see a flag and didn't see anything.
I can't even imagine what they just called, but it
is
a...
talk with the coach over here.
But that was offsides, and that gets moved forward, not back. And they're having a conversation, okay, with both coaches. 1:23 on the clock, so we're adding 6 more seconds. Now first and 15 from the Columbia Central 40-yard line.
Michigan Center.
I mean, if you're Howard, you just launch it to the end zone
first
for
and 15.
Lane.
No. No. I mean, they've been able to get some long completions
seconds
here. But Columbia Central is set up for that right now. So you're going to look for a short pass and yardage afterwards.
Howard. He's looking. Howard dropped. Approaching a minute to go. They got to hurry back to the line.
But, yeah, he was brought down. Looked like it was number 75 who was able to get the stop there, get the sack. Broden Stanky getting the sack for Columbia Central. Timeout being called here on this. Wow, second and 15.
I think they actually gave him a yard.
I'm just going by what I'm seeing on the clock here. Second and 13 is what we have now.
So picked up a pair. Buck 6. The ball marked at about the 39-yard line. And they need the 25 for the first down. So about second and 14. A buck 6 to go, Mark. This is going to be a wild finish. Out of the gun. Swing pass to Lane. Lane down the sideline. He has the sticks. They're going to give him exactly the 25-yard line. Pickup of 14. 59 seconds to go.
That ball was not on a rope to him. That was thrown out in front of him. Lane really had to stretch and reach to grab that one and to bring it in. He had to work. He had to work to make that completion.
First and 10 at the 25-yard line.
Kyron Lane, it looks like he's trying to dial up touchdown number 4 of the evening. But we'll see what the play call is. Rolling out to his left. Out of the boot. It's Howard. He has a man. He has the man. Inside the 5. Inside the end zone. Michigan Center has the lead for the first time this evening. Number 20. Cannot believe it. The sophomore, Brennan Forward.
Brennan Forward. Yeah, I had to imagine he's getting yelled at by the coach on the far side to go out of bounds. Go out of bounds. He juked left, juked right. Found the end zone. Found the end zone. What he really needed to find. And put 6 points on the board. Gave Michigan Center the lead.
48 seconds to go. And is a 4-point game right now. Could be 5. I am in disbelief right now. This is a ball game. This has been a shootout. And a kick is no good. That is 3 PATs missed tonight for the Cardinals. We're taking 60 seconds coming back. I'm going to get a drink of water. It's a 4-point game. I can't win a 5.3 football frenzy.
Don't put that down the drain. It'll get clogged.
It's fine. I've never had any issues with the drains in this house.
Told ya. Great. What am I going to do now? Call Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Not only have we been family-owned and operated since 1999, we can take care of all your residential and commercial drain cleaning needs without draining your wallet. Currently offering 15% off services. For 24/7, 365, same-day reliable service, call Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Online at MinutemanSewer.com. Minuteman Sewer and Drain. We open drains that others can't.
Hi, this is Dr. B from Summit Orthodontics. You know, there's been several times I've seen people in the office, they're ready to get started with treatment, and they'll say to me, oh, I wish I would have known open enrollment was a few months ago and we could have had orthodontic insurance. Now would be the time for me to take a look and get a plan together. This is the time to add orthodontic insurance to your plan. If we don't think they're going to need orthodontic treatment next year, you can make sure you're not paying for insurance that you don't need. Plan ahead with me, Dr. B, at Summit Orthodontics. Call 782-9331 or check us out at summitorthobraces.com.
You're listening to High School Football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3. Now, let's send it back to the press box with Joe Cassidy and Mark Daly.
Can you believe what we just saw? We just saw a touchback.
Touchback?
Touchback. Yes, we did. No time off the clock. And it's going to be okay position for Columbia Central. Oh, now, yes, Columbia Central's bread and butter all night long has been taking your time, chew up the clock.
Did they chew too much clock up?
They're not a quick turnaround offense. We didn't see that last week against Napoleon, and we haven't really seen a whole lot of it tonight. Well, heck, up until the last 2 minutes, they've been in control of most of this game. And now they find themselves 48 seconds to go. I got a score. I think Michigan Center missed an opportunity. Should have gone for two there.
Out of the gun. They are throwing this time. O'Neal rolling to his right. He's looking. He thinks he has a man. It's almost intercepted. But that's what I like to call a second chance. A beautiful pass breakup.
Dangerous, dangerous throw. Kind of like a cross-body throw here. Throwing back against the coverage about 10 yards. And Center was able to get their hands on that ball. Just couldn't bring it in.
Brings up second and 10.
Second and 10 from their own 20-yard line. They're down four now. They've been leading all game long. And now they're down four.
I had a chance to visit their practice last year and watch them practice their two-minute drill.
O'Neal has a man, throws low, incomplete, intended target number seven, Brendan Bernstein.
Trying to do that screen pass. He had three receivers out in front of him, too, just a little bit low and off the mark. That could have been a big chunk for them if that completion is made.
We're waiting to see what this third and 10 is going to bring up with 40 seconds to go.
Spread out. One back. I'm thinking just going to be there for protection. You're not handing it off in this situation.
Oh, no. And that is completed this time around, but dropped.
Pass complete.
Yeah, he wasn't able to get out of bounds. That was number nine who was made the stop to prevent that from getting out of bounds. Clock is stopped based off of a timeout. Brendan Fruth making the tackle for Michigan Center, forcing Columbia Central to use their timeout.
Timeout.
Fourth down.
We have another found
phone. And
one. I believe that's their first timeout. Is that their first time out of the half?
I wouldn't be surprised. They've been leading all half until this point.
American flag.
I want to say a huge thank you to all of our amazing sponsors, including title sponsor True Community Credit Union. We can enter online, K1053.com/footballfrenzy, for your chance to win $1,053, courtesy of True CCU. Also on the broadcast with us, our first and second half sponsors, Minuteman Sewer and Drain, pregame, postgame sponsors, Kelly Express Smart, Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating and Air Conditioning, Jenkins Farm Bureau Insurance, County National Bank, the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, and College and Career Access Center.
Watch the far side there. It's one-on-one.
And this is a pitch play for whatever reason, and they're going to try to pick it up with their legs, and they do, and out of bounds.
Yeah, good call. You spread it out to make it look like you're going to try to pass the ball, but really your goal was just to get a fresh set of downs. And under 30 seconds to score.
Other amazing sponsors on the call with us tonight: Michigan Center Schools, Fuller's Chem Dry Clothing Carousel, Wolverine Seal Coating, Trips Collision Center, Grimes Plumbing, Ghost Energy Drink, AeroQuip Credit Union, Double Chiropractic, Dahlenbergers, Blue Ox Credit Union, Wilby Transit Mix, and Summit Orthodontics. First down from their own 33-yard line. Single back with one split to the right, and that's who he goes to. Trying to get out of bounds, and does. They did get him out of bounds.
It's hard to tell from our vantage point here, because by the time they get to that point of the field, you know, we can't see through the bodies on the Columbia Central sideline. So able to get it out of bounds. 22 seconds left to go. Second and five. But that's you're not worried about a fresh set of downs at this point. You're worried about getting a play that can get you halfway there, getting another play that can get you the rest of the way.
Also, huge thank you to Liquid Death Sparkling Water, where I forgot to bring some for Mark and myself tonight. Going to have to remember that next week. Sorry, Mark. Northwest Community Schools, Jackson College, Performance Automotive Northwest, Elro Plastics, all on the broadcast tonight with us. Still in the timeout.
That's the second one that I have for Columbia Central. Oh, man, this is intense. This is exciting. This is Friday night under the lights. This is football frenzy.
This is truly a treat this week. We didn't know what we expected, but we have just been blown away. 22 seconds left. Second and five from their own 37 out of the gun. They're doing a trick play. He might have a man. What a throw! Oh, my goodness! In and out of the hands. That would have been spectacular. Intended target, number 7, Brendan Bernstein.
Something we have not seen last year or this year for Columbia Central, bringing it out when they needed the most. Man, that almost worked for him. Almost worked for him. You got 16 seconds. That's enough for a couple three plays.
Now, do you think Bernstein just lost that, or do you think he just saw he was so close to the sideline, he kind of gave up?
Oh, that ball was up in the air for a long time. Defenders were in the area, too. Sideline played a factor.
Out of the gun, O'Neill rolling to his right. He has a man. That's a beautiful thread-the-needle pass over to RB number one, Braden Ellison, picking up the first eye, but only 10 seconds to go.
Hayden Hinkle came over to knock him out of bounds. Yeah, you're sitting there just, you know, right near the 50. You're at the 49.
Ball on the 49.
On Michigan center side of the field. Got a long way to go.
Can they do it?
Enough time for two plays here.
Out of the gun. Single set back. One split to the right. Three to the left. O'Neill rolling to his left. Not much else to do, so he throws it and almost has a first down, but that might have been the end of the game because I don't know how many timeouts Columbia Central has left. 4 seconds to go.
Yeah, that was just throwing a little bit short. Just a little bit short. He was getting pressure the entire way. Big number. Looked like it was 54. Jordan Krause just giving him chase back there. Jordan Krause, 5'10", 230 on the stat sheet. That's a big dude.
That's a big boy. A lot bigger than me.
I'm 6'1", at about 235. That's a big dude.
And you're a grown man. This kid still has
room
to grow.
I know.
Out of the gun. Single setback, one to the right, two to the left, 4 seconds to go. He's just going to sling it. He has a man, but he's down as the clock hits zero. He had the first down, but not enough time to get that timeout called if they had it to go.
That's it. That's the game.
39-35. What an absolute game.
Wow.
You were talking about it all game long. Started before we even saw kickoff that it was going to be a shootout.
Michigan Center had so many close games last year, and I think that just set them up for success in this one tonight. So many close games. and they finally are able to squeak one out here tonight.
Here in a couple of weeks on the 22nd.
A high-scoring game, 39-35. The Cardinals go to 2-1. The Columbia Central Golden Eagles drop to 1-2. We're going to take 3 minutes, come back. We're going to get you post-game wrap-up, get you set up for next week, player of the game, all that fun jazz. But first, a three-minute break on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Attention builders, contractors, and homeowners. Wilby Transit Mix is excited to announce our acquisition of Arbor Stone Precast Steps and Conscape Landscape Blocks. In addition to our reliable ready-mix concrete, we now offer a full range of building supplies, including septic tanks and related products. We are committed to providing exceptional customer service and top-quality products to meet all your construction needs. Whether you're a DIYer or a professional builder, trust Wilby Transit Mix to deliver the best solutions for your projects. Contact us today and experience the difference that sets us apart.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. You can also pick up propane tanks at all locations for your summer grilling needs.
The Kelly Express Mart on South Street, Jefferson Road, County Farm Road, and the Galley in Napoleon now offer DoorDash.
This month, enjoy a two-item pizza with cheesy bacon bread and a two-liter of Pepsi product for $25.99.
Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled County Farm Road location, also serving pizza for quick, convenient customer service above the rest. Always shop Kelly Express.
Get the most out of your money and earn more with True Community Credit Union. Take advantage of our 6-month or 12-month share certificate special and earn up to 5.00% APY with a minimum deposit of $500. With True Community Credit Union, you can earn higher interest rates with no monthly fees. Watch your money grow with True Community Credit Union. Visit TrueCCU.com to learn more. Some restrictions and conditions apply.
Don't put that down the drain. It'll get clogged.
It's fine. I've never had any issues with the drains in this house.
Told ya. Great. What am I going to do now? Call Minute Maid Sewer and Drain. Not only have we been family-owned and operated since 1999, we can take care of all your residential and commercial drain cleaning needs without draining your wallet. Currently offering 15% off services. For 24/7, 365, same-day reliable service, call Minute Maid Sewer and Drain. Online at MinuteMaidSewer.com. Minute Maid Sewer and Drain. We open drains that others can't.
Midwest Vehicle Group, with quality vehicles for all budgets, perfect for the first-time buyer. They are a Carfax Advantage dealer. All vehicles have comprehensive, clean Carfax reports. A trusted source for pre-owned vehicles. Just check the Google reviews. Midwest Vehicle Group, a Michigan Center-made company at 4120 Page Avenue in Michigan Center. Online at MidwestVehicleGroup.com. Like them on Facebook. Midwest Vehicle Group wishes both football teams the best of luck in the game tonight.
If you're thinking about renovating an attic, spending more time in your sunroom, or building onto your home, a Carrier ductless unit is the perfect solution for climate control. Whether it's with innovative breakthroughs in heating and cooling efficiency, or with different ways to control your home's temperature and air quality, it's just one more way we're making your home totally comfortable.
Call Lammers Heating and AC for all your indoor air quality needs. Lammers has proudly served the Jackson area since 1965. Carrier, turn to the experts.
Lammers.
You're listening to High School Football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3. Now, let's send it back to the press box with Joe Cassidy and Mark Daly.
K105.3 Football Frenzy, 39-35. Michigan Center did not lead for a single second of that ball game until the last couple of minutes. What a ball game, Mark.
Oh, yeah, they were playing catch-up the whole time. And I mean, they're just two good teams. Two good teams out here on the field. And we saw Columbia Central last year a couple times. Already seen him a couple times this year. We're going to see him one more time coming up on October 13th. And I think you and I agree, it's a good team. It's a good team. It just did not go their way. They're kind of like in that same situation that Columbia Central was in. Michigan Center was in last year. So we've got, I mean, both teams have a good product on the field. Two contrasting styles of football here tonight. Columbia Central keeping on the ground, controlling the clock a lot like they did last week. And Michigan Center just slinging it and not using much clock, but taking advantage of what they had. Ellison got his fifth touchdown of the evening at 3:39 of the third quarter. That was a 40-yard scamper. That increased the lead for Columbia Central. That was at 35-20 at the time. And then Center takes over. 301 in the third. Lane, 75-yard reception, 35-26. Missed the extra point. 421 of the fourth. Lane, three-yard run, 35-33 at that point. And then they decide to have Brennan Short in there for a score. He gets a 25-yard reception, makes it 35-39, and that's where we landed. He had a short clock at that point. You only had 48 seconds on the clock. And Columbia Central is just a team. Nothing against them or anything. I'm not saying anything negative about them in any way, shape, or form. Just they're just not built to sling it and to make the quick plays with the big chunky yards that Michigan Center is built for. So Columbia Central just finally, at the end of the game, they just kind of found themselves in that hole that they couldn't dig themselves out of.
They are right there. They are right there. Coach Zabrowski has them on the brink of just breaking open and getting the wins like these ones where you're up 15, but then you let Michigan Center score 19 unanswered. They are so, so close. Yeah. They made so much progress in the couple of seasons Zabrowski has been here. I'm looking forward to seeing them on 10-13. It's going to be a completely different team at that point.
You know, we've been here at Columbia Central 2 weeks in a row. We have not been bored with these games. They've been great games, great products on the field, and it's Columbia Central football, fun football to watch. Michigan Center Cardinal football, fun football to watch. And it's just interesting to see what Cardinals do the rest of the way in the Cascades. You're in the spot where you need to be 3 weeks in. You're 2-1 right now. 2-1 is a lot different than 1-2. So they're doing what they need to do at this point in the season. They give Napoleon a run for their money every time they play him. They had a lot of close games last year. It's going to be interesting to see what Michigan Center does the rest of the way.
All right, player of the game. Who do we got?
You got to go with Lane. He had most of the points on the boards for Michigan Center. And the man is just an absolute beast. Let's see. 1, 2, 3. He had the hat trick. He had the hat trick for Michigan Center scoring tonight. So it's got to go to Kyron Lane.
Next week, we have Columbia Central traveling to Addison at Bellinger Field. That is a 7 o'clock kickoff. And then same thing, 7 o'clock kickoff. It's going to be Michigan Center at Leslie, another new member of that Cascades Conference.
Yeah, they've had the three newbies right out of the gates this year.
Leslie. It's one of those teams you don't know until you know. Right now, prior to whatever the contest, whatever the score of the contest against Addison was tonight, they're 2-0, and they're putting 40-plus points up on people. So I think that's going to be an interesting test for Michigan Center's defense. They held resilient in that second half, able to put up those 19 unanswered. I'm excited to see where things go for this Michigan Center team and this Columbia Central team. Next week, Mark and I, we are at East Jackson High School.
All right.
East Jackson High School as the Grass Lake Warriors travel to Trojan Country. So we're going to see that game, 6:45 pregame next Friday, 7 o'clock kickoff. Want to say a huge thank you to all of our amazing sponsors letting us be out here. Our pregame and postgame show sponsor, Kelly Express Mart. First half and second half sponsor, Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Title sponsor where you can enter for a chance to win $1,053. True Community Credit Union, K153.com/footballfrenzy, so make sure to do that now. Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating and Air Conditioning, Jenkins Farm Bureau Insurance, County National Bank, the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, College and Career Access Center, Michigan Center Schools, Fuller's Chem Dry, Clothing Carousel, Wolverine Seal Coating, Trips Collision Center, Grimes Plumbing, Ghost Energy Drink, AeroQuip Credit Union, Double Chiropractic, Dahlenberger, Blue Ox Credit Union, Wilby Transit Mix, Summit Orthodontics, Liquid Death, Sparkling Water, Northwest Community Schools, Jackson College Performance Automotive Northwest, and Al Rowe Plastics. For Luke Moorhead back in studio, getting us live on air, making sure we're staying on air, making us sound as good as we do. And for my fantastic broadcast partner, the Mark W. Daily, we're K105.3 Morning Show. I've been Joe Cassidy. Let's get you back to some hits on Jackson's hit music station, K105.3. We'll see ya.